What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Ray.
We're still trying to get...
Oh, wait. And it's Chi with the cast of DLG.
Not used to
being she's here. Rapping.
But yeah, it's just that awkward pause where we don't have sound anymore at the beginning, but we're getting used to it, kind of. And here we go. What are we doing, Bobby? What are we talking about?
I don't know. What are the notes?
First of all, we want to talk about DLGCon 2020. That is in the mix. We got to, at some point, we've got to have an update on what rooms are taken and what rooms are still available. But if you scroll down, if you're listening to this podcast, you scroll down to the show notes, it's going to be one of the first things linked there. That's going to be taking place during TwitchCon of 2020. So September 24th through 28th, maybe 29th. We're doing 4 nights, 5 days this time.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself a real cheap deal, get a room in the house, and we're going to have a great time.
From what I know, the master bedroom is already taken by JP Diddy.
Yeah, thank you, JP.
Can't wait to see you again, JP.
And,
guys, this is your chance to party with your favorite casters at DLG, and it is a party.
But I already,
believe me.
I already grabbed dibs of sleeping with John.
Oh, nice. He might bring his wife. He's not sure,
damn
though.
It. Don't bring your wife, John.
Bring those
ropes.
You got
me, bro. You got me. I'm driving down from LA to see you. But
silk ropes.
No, it's because last year, I didn't get a room because I was like, I'm not going to stay every night. I'm just going to, you know. And then I believe the last night I stayed and I was like trying to find a room and I was just like, no, not that. Not there. And then like, and Gummy was just like in the far corner of his king bed. And I'm like, fuck yeah. So I grabbed my side. And I slept like a fucking, I slept great. Mm-hmm. I didn't wake up till I heard you fucking running around. Like, we gotta fix everything for me when the shower's broken and blah, 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 blah. And who fucked here and da, da, da. And so I wake up and then dazed in clown lotion. Well, we're like...
Maybe... Okay, well, it's too late.
Huh?
Nothing?
No. Well, Gummy, they said I fart.
Yeah.
A lot. In your sleep?
Yeah.
In my sleep.
Yeah.
Like a lot. But not like a fucking monstrous fart, but back to back to back to back. And they said that one of the farts woke me up and I went, oh, what the fuck?
So what are your own farts?
So
woke you up in the middle of your sleep?
There's a verb for that. You swamped the room.
I swamped the room?
Yeah.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, so...
instead of night terrors, so fart terrors.
So look forward to my farts, John. I'm just saying, you know, it'd be a great night. Wow. We're having to have fun.
It's the rumble in the bed.
Right.
Speaking of farts, I felt a big fart, skin-to-skin contact today, holding a beautiful baby girl who resembles her father so much to the point where after she farted, she put on the biggest smile. And if newborn babies could laugh, she definitely did. So
yeah, I had a baby, guys. I talked about it that I was going to have one, and I had one, and everything went great. And she's a good girl.
Congratulations and welcome. What's your baby girl's name?
Luna Marquez.
I got you a newborn gift here.
Thank you.
In a Vons bag because I have so many of those 10-cent bags.
Awesome.
What is it?
So, what is it, Emilio?
Seeing a unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a unicorn.
Or a rhinoceros.
Blanket?
Yes, it is.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sunia has one really soft blanket, so this is good.
Yeah, so it's not just a teddy bear, but it's a teddy bear attached to a blanket.
Super
and it's
nice.
Called a cuddle bundle.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
A cuddle bundle.
We'll put her inside of it.
Yeah, so she can grow up with it, which is cute because...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like up to like 2 years old or whatever. So perfect. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. Congratulations, Papa.
And there's pictures on the Discord too. So if you're on Discord, you can see it all there.
Yeah. I put up a lot of baby pictures up on there.
Hey, no new Patreons. Come on, guys.
How much sleep have you had?
Not Patreon. I keep saying Patreons, dude. Patrons,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many sleepless nights have you had since having your newborn?
One pretty bad night. But we're working it out. I think every night gets better because we're just trying to keep her up a little bit more before bed, and it seems to be working out. Although okay. Sam's being super nice and like letting me sleep when I have tasks to do mm-hmm. the next day. Flying Hawaiian was asking me what dad's like, and I was like, it's just infinite tasks. It just never ends.
Yeah.
There's just always something to do. And by the time you do your list, mm-hmm. the first two things pop back up, right?
So yeah.
It's time to wash the bottles again, change the baby, all that stuff. So it just never ends. It's yeah. just stuff to do.
You're a great
and that's
dad.
Why I never played any video games.
It's okay. We've got plenty of material to talk about.
Cool. We can jump right into the radar if you guys are good.
Yep. Yeah, we've got quite a bit to talk about here. So on the radar, games that have come to our attention here, both old and new. First one up is Dragon Ball Z Kakarot.
Kakarot.
Kakarot!
Yeah, this is a single-player game, and it has like the graphics of the fighting game, if not a little bit better.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But I was... So it's very positive on here. I think it's like...
Some articles were like giving it shit. I've noticed that.
Yeah, and so did
Because they're like, it's not the RPG you think it is. I'm like, is it an RPG? Like, what's going on? Like, I'm not really 100 on what... I'm actually not even sure what this game is.
Well, it's tagged as action RPG anime open world fighting. Yeah. So, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
It honestly just looks like they're replaying the entire season in video game form.
Yeah. So I think that's what it is.
Or series, I'm sorry.
But you can change it, or it changes, or something changes, I think. Like, you can take alternate routes. I'm not 100 on it.
I don't know. I just saw Vegeta get finger banged by Frieza.
Oh, that's always good.
Is that something you can change?
It looks like
it. Do you want that to change?
I don't remember the last time I've seen this whole series. Because I have, I rewatched it with mm-hmm. when they did the remake, where they just, instead of doing all 300 and something episodes, they cut it into like 100 and something.
Yeah. I GT?
No. GT's the one afterwards.
Right after this.
Fucking shit one.
This is the Dragon Ball Z that I grew up with.
Yeah, me too. It's because Dragon Ball Z in Mexico was very, very, very big. And every day I'd run after school and it was a 3 o'clock show, like cartoon. So I would watch it.
It was very big everywhere. Yeah. Not just Mexico.
You weren't born in Mexico, were you?
No, I was born here.
Oh, yes.
I lived in Mexico the first 5 years.
It was super big in Mexico, so I would run home and watch it in America.
I would watch it in America. Channel 12, though. Local channel in Tijuana. What's up, dude?
I got out at like 3:55, and He-Man started at 4. So I had fucking 4 minutes, basically, to run down like 2-3 blocks.
Yeah. You know what I did for after school specials? It was actually the Cooking Network, the Food Network.
The fuck?
Yeah. I was working on my... Oriental domestication.
As a kid?
Yeah, as early as possible. Absolutely. Wow.
That was before the piano lessons and then the violin lessons after that, and then the Kumon. All right, after that right. one. Yeah.
I built my own TI-83.
So I think the 90% might be a little skewed here because, you know, fans are going to be buying it mostly.
Yeah.
But still, people are usually very critical, and there's 3,000 yeah. reviews, so that's good.
The thing is, Dragon Ball... Like back in the day, would always be a shit game. They were never good. Like
yeah, right.
Like this,
they're getting way better.
Yeah, now they're like after I. Well, the fighting
game.
The fighting game was amazing.
Yeah,
that was great. But the ones before, when they started doing this new little thing, they started getting better. They started getting better yeah. reviews, better reviews, and you know it makes sense now. Like now they're great. So
you know ACG, you guys know him on YouTube.
ACG,
the guy who does
maybe if I see you.
Pass rent. Wait for sale. Wait
yeah,
for
yeah, yeah. No, which one, yeah,
that
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he great, hit me up on videos. The DM.
Ooh.
Just kidding. I don't know him.
Anyway,
he
did a wait for sale. Like he thought.
Well, this game is $60.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's probably a long ass game. I don't think it's short.
Yeah, and then he said the end content was. He plays the game all the way through. He said it gets pretty stale at the end. But
okay.
$60, man.
Hmm. It's quite a bit. All right, next up, Marvel's Avengers.
Sorry, one last thing on this. Gee, you gonna any interest?
Hey guys, Chastity and Tony here. We're at New York.
Okay.
Any interest in what? DBZ Kakarot? Games?
This
Kakarot.
Oh no, I don't play DBZ
in Spanish,
games.
Like, Kakarot.
And that's why I concurred with what Brett was saying.
In Spanish.
Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. Carrots? Anyways. DBZ games were never good, and that is an impression that has just stuck.
It's stuck to a lot of people.
So I will not be playing DBZ Kakarot.
They got better.
Kakarot!
They got better. I forgot the name of the last series that was also similar to this, and it was just you would just follow the storyline of Dragon Ball Z.
Kakarot is.
They need to make
his name in his original.
Yeah, that's his given name. Yeah,
his given name.
Yeah,
they need to
like Kal-El.
They need to create a VR game where you're that little space guy for Toonami.
The dude from Toonami, the purple dude,
the round belly dude.
Yeah, I know which
that
one.
That helped you transition between episodes of things. I forgot his name, but he was awesome. It'd be awesome to be in his hub.
What's next, Bobby?
Next up is Marvel's Avengers. Now, let me be careful opening this link because there's some video or some audio and video.
Hey, guys,
playing.
Chastity.
Oh, well, that's the video that I want you to play.
Fucking Chastity, dude.
Yeah, Chastity fucking things up, man.
Chastity looks like me, except not as cute.
Let me see.
Just kidding, Chastity. No.
Like if she's listening, you bitch. Oh, okay, never mind. That's cool, Chi.
No, she's way.
You're better looking than Chastity.
No.
Yeah, you are. You're way better.
Wait, isn't that Rose from Star Wars?
She does look way more like Rose.
Yeah, no, I'm not down.
Yeah.
Dude, Rose totally got, fucked over.
Anyway, you can fast forward through that video, Bobby. And they played the demo that was available at E3, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so you could see some...
Their villains in the game will be more style.
This is more of a CG. There's some gameplay, like Hulk stuff. There you go.
That right there.
Yeah. So there wasn't a lot of information. There's a little more information now about what it is. So you play as Ms. Marvel. I don't know if that's different from Captain
Ms. Marvel.
Ms. Marvel. Yeah, and that's the main character. And throughout the game, you get to switch out through the main characters of the Avengers. All of them, from the Hulk to Captain America, all that stuff. But the multiplayer portion of it, they say they're going for Destiny-esque gameplay. It seems like if you're going to tack that onto your existing single player game, you can't just throw in Destiny. Like Destiny barely got their shit together, you know what I mean, after being in the game for a long time. But hopefully they pull something off. If it's just kind of fun multiplayer and the single player is good, I'm into it. Some people are talking shit about the way it looks.
People are stupid. I saw that. Because they weren't, because it wasn't Robert Downey. It wasn't all those.
Yeah. Good luck, dude.
Yeah, good job, dumbass. It's like, you guys are so stupid. Why do people get mad at that? It's like, it's not the Marvel movie franchise from fucking Disney.
Yeah.
This is based off the comic books. This is just, a nice little, cool little brand new story for us to play through. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with the fucking adventure that you've been watching for the last, 12 years.
I'm liking this bridge scene. It reminds me of Left 4 Dead, but with the Marvel.
The graphics look awesome. I thought the graphics
are on point. At the end, you fight a boss, and that's pretty much it. At the end of the demo, you fight Taskmaster. Mm-hmm. It's funny because the people in the video, that they read comic books. Taskmaster has, what is it when you can see a piece of paper and then you memorize it instantly?
Photogenic?
Yeah.
Photographic memory.
Photographic memory. He has
photogenic, what the fuck?
He has photographic reflexes. So if he sees anybody do a move ever, he can instantly, his body can do that. So he just watched video of superheroes doing shit all the time.
Oh, man.
And he can do basically everybody's moves.
Who needs to be a villain when you could be the ultimate porn star with that ability?
This is true. I mean, how many moves do porn stars have?
Don't call me Chastity.
How many moves do they have? Okay. So
this is half the glass, guys. Yeah, that's not even half the glass.
Another half.
But so first of all, she said she's making a doubles. She grabbed a double shot and then put two double shots in the glass. So. And she went, oh, then it's a quadruple.
Yeah.
That was it.
Sure, why not?
So we're in trouble here, folks.
So this game has been delayed, right? This is one of the ones. Okay.
Yeah, more on that later. Yeah. Well, not really, but you'll see in the news.
Yeah. No, it's delays after delays.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's good, though.
Okay, next up, Wasteland 3.
My friend's actually a graphic... What is she doing this? She's like a director on this game, on Wasteland 3.
Oh, nice.
These guys are the original ones that made Fallout. The original Fallout.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, when they announced Wasteland 2... So, they made Wasteland 1, then they made Fallout, and then Fallout blew up, and then they needed money to make Wasteland 2, and they got really famous for how much money they brought in through Kickstarter. Like, it was the first breakout hit. It was 100% funded through Kickstarter, and they were the first ones to do it. And a lot of it was, you know, people saying, basically for them clout from the games that they had made in the past. And I was part of it. Like, I think I backed it, and then I got the game, and I played most of it.
It's looking, correct me if I'm wrong, it's looking very Red Dead Redemption meets Fallout meets BioShock. Meets
yes.
Escape from Tarkov meets.
But it's
keep going. Yeah, no, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot.
Kakarot.
No,
and it's
Metro 2033.
It's a top game. It's not first person.
Yeah, this is a turn-based strategy.
Turn-based, yeah.
So think XCOM.
XCOM.
With a lot more story.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you're playing RPG to the likes of, you know, Pillars of Eternity or whatever, but the combat is turn-based strategy and completely customizable characters from the ground up. And I really enjoy these games. And I'm looking forward to this one.
What's the release date on this one? May 18th, 2020.
Yep. Until they push it back.
While we go there.
This is great.
$59.99.
This is great to see a game that resembles all the games that we love and enjoy. So, especially if it's XCOM, if the mechanics are XCOM turn-based related.
Yep.
Not enough XCOM games out there.
No, but Wasteland 3 looks really good. I remember when she was, because she moved to this company, and she worked at Blizzard first. And then she was like, it's like my dream to work for the company for my favorite game ever, which was Fallout. So it was like she was living her dream working for this company.
That's awesome.
I know, right?
Can you imagine somebody from, like, an employee at Blizzard calling a small place and they're like, what's up?
Yeah, we'll take you. Yeah, over here. Yeah.
So I work at Hired.
Right?
Okay, next up is Bleeding Edge.
I hadn't even heard about this game until somebody posted a link about, like, breakout hits of 2020.
It's from Ninja Theory, dude. It's the guys that made Senua. Senua's Sacrifice.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's those guys.
That gives me some more hope about it. I watched an entire match.
Oh, you watched one?
Yeah, it looks like a little bit of a clusterfuck.
It's a melee
game.
That's weird. It
reminds me of, there was a game that came out that had a show where they had the gunpowder act where nobody could use gunpowder, so everybody uses blades. Badlands. Do you guys remember this?
Badlands. I remember Badlands.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, I think, now. Mm-hmm. But it had a game that went along with it. So it was kind of like TF2 with swords. And that's basically what I get out of this. You're getting control points. There's no guns. And you also have a mount, which is usually like a hoverboard or like some sort of, I don't know, just something funny. The whole thing, they have really funny characters. It's like cyberpunky.
Cyberpunk meets Overwatch.
Yeah, there you go. Except for, I feel like, from what I saw, and it's pretty early what I saw.
Obviously.
Everybody just showed up and just started.
That's McCree. Yeah. Dual-wielding McCree. That's freaking Genji. That's D.Va. Who? I don't know.
That's
May,
all it was.
May when she's 70?
The reception of it on at E3 wasn't that great.
Yeah.
People were playing it, and they were just like, oh, well, you know, let's see what it becomes.
Yeah.
That was like everyone's like reaction. I bet like they had developers had like, oh, so what do you think about it? It sucks. No, don't say that. Say, let's wait and see.
Yeah.
But
you don't want to burn your bridges.
Yeah,
that,
seriously. So
I'm not saying that it looks terrible. It just, there's nothing new here. It's Overwatch with swords instead.
Well, it is. No, wait, it is something new. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have many of these, you know, fucking full-on third. Yeah. It's third person, right? Is it third person or first person?
I believe it's third person.
It's third person, it's just a melee combat. It's
4v4.
It's not very common. It's not a common thing. So,
if you want to see Junkrat as a woman on a Segway, this is your game. Because that's what I see.
That's the hefty one, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No. The game looks cool.
Hefty, like,
I would totally be down to play this. It's just, I'd be down to try it, and then we'll see what happens. But it's not something I feel like I would really get into it.
$30, I think, is a good spot.
Yeah.
We'll see how it does. I wish them all the best.
I wonder if it's going to be part of the Xbox Game Pass.
Is it a Microsoft game?
Well, it says titles use third-party DRM, Microsoft Xbox Live.
Then so, probably.
Yeah, possibly. This game comes out March 24th, 2020, so just a few months. All right, last one is Disintegration.
That's for you, Ray.
Oh, no. So, like, I threw it on there because I saw this. It was, it's a new FPS from Halo core creator, Mark Leto.
Yeah.
And the beta was coming out. So I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't even know anything about it. And I just watched the videos and I don't know. I'm just interested just because of the name behind it.
Yeah, it looks like a Halo-esque game, but maybe for the modern times.
Yeah, it's a good little, you know, crazy PvP multiplayer fucking just straight up shooter, right? And,
yeah,
and it's supposed to have a really cool single player campaign. And the link that I read earlier, there's going to be a closed beta, and there's a way to get into it. So I was trying to find it right now before we started talking on the game, so I can give you that information. But the mic's falling. Hold up. But
I think this game was announced at Gamescom.
Was it Gamescom?
The last Gamescom. I remember looking at this one.
I did see a little bit of this is all
because pre-rendered. It's like a first-person shooter, but a big part of the game is also commanding your troops while you're on this mount called a grab cycle. So there's supposed to be a lot of strategy in it as well as like that.
Yeah, that
fast
really cool.
Action PvP combat.
Thing. Yep, exactly it. Yeah,
yeah. They didn't have too many details at Gamescom, so it looks like we have a release date of 2020 and no price yet.
I don't know. Shooting, I'm great at. So driving and shooting, that's a whole nother story.
Okay, I didn't see that. Okay, so
you guys haven't seen her drive.
So you would be
not good.
So you would be shooting, and then you're controlling your troops on the bottom. So you're on this fucking, what is this?
Grav cycle, dude.
Grav cycle. Sorry,
son of a bitch.
Fucking piece
like of motorcycle.
Shit. And then you're fucking driving around these guys from.
And you're telling your troops what to do. Yeah.
That's neat.
There's a lot of games where you're like fighting and you're like, go here. And I feel like they've never really pulled it off well. I've never played a game where I'm like, oh, my positioning of them really mattered.
Yeah.
But this one looks like it really matters because it looks like they're doing the majority of the damage.
Position always matters.
That looks cool. But if you go to the Disintegration website, just go to disintegrationgame.com. They have, you can sign up for the closed beta.
Too bad you can't put down that you're media anymore.
Right. Huh? The what?
Don't. You're going to make him cry again. You're going to make him cry again. I need to be allowed to.
I'm going to start my own podcast with blackjack and hookers.
Bobby's going to fire us all.
I'm
going to
have
all.
My dad on there, and he's stronger than your dad.
Bobby's going to fire us all because Ray's moving. Emilio's too busy because he has a job and a kid. And then I just never show up.
You're still on this podcast? I had no clue. When you showed up today, I was like, oh shit, what's up?
It's like it's like suspension for just not showing. It's like basically not showing up to class. It's like in school suspension.
Even when she does show up, half of the time she doesn't show up.
She's not even there. Yeah. We just like to watch her stand up and get up. Stand up.
Well, that's it for on the radar. So I guess it's time to talk about the games that we have been playing. I'll just start real quick because I don't have too much to say about this game. I did start Heaven's Vault and I got to get several hours into that game.
Ooh.
And that game was the one from the makers of 80 Days. Inkle, I believe, is the developers on that one. 80 Days was that game that I spoke very highly of.
Heaven's Vault. We had it on the radar once.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this one's after 80 Days.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Inkle's second game. Well, maybe they've done other ones. I'm not sure. But this is their second big one. It came out last April, so not too old. But I see a lot of the 80 Days influence there. You know, definitely an emphasis on storytelling. And they do a really good job of, just like in 80 Days, blending the story in with the gameplay. So it seems like one fluid thing as opposed to just being two separate things put next to each other. Now, a big part of the game, like really the hook of it, is what you're seeing right here. Let me rewind a little bit. But you're
deciphering an ancient language. Huh?
Yeah, you're like an archaeologist. And you exist in this fantasy world that's almost steampunk. It's like futuristic, yet a little antiquated as well. And you fly around the galaxy in like your steampunk ship and travel to different areas and you uncover artifacts and you decipher these artifacts or these inscriptions. And when you decipher one, you kind of start guessing at first, but then you find other ones and you see similar symbols and you try to use the location and what's happening around you to kind of figure out what they could possibly be saying. And it's really, this is the core of the puzzles here, is just figuring out the language.
Wow, and this seems
done really
like
well.
A huge undertaking, man, as far as like depth. Did you finish it?
No. This game is really long. I looked it up on how long to beat. It's 17 and a half hours minimum to beat this game. Now, 80 days, I kind of like that a little bit more, because that you could play through that in like maybe 2 hours, but you're not going to beat it. So you want to do another playthrough again really quick. Right. This is more like, you know, just one big long playthrough, whereas 80 days is just like something that you can, it has a lot of replay value, but it's a much shorter game.
I love this. I love this concept, but then imagine if it were a actual language teaching game, because I'm thinking if this game were, you know, what's it, Rosetta's? Rosetta's was a game, and you were a sim, and you needed to use the toy day, but you didn't know where to go, you would have to basically figure out how to ask.
Yeah, well, they do.
I'm not even
like
sure.
That.
Nani tore deska? I don't. I'm not. That's all wrong. By the way,
they have a
tore deska.
They have a game called Influent. Yeah, and you buy the game for a certain amount of price, and then you get one free language. But then you can, as DLC, you can pick out whatever other languages you want. And I have a few of them on there that I've got on sales. But that's probably the best language game I've come across, because it puts you in this 3D environment and you walk around your house
and you
interact with things and it shows you what the language is and you can set up little games, and it has like a timer and you try to find things, or it'll and then it has verbs like associated with things, like, you know, you learn the word for toilet, then through that later in another level you learn the word for flush, you know, so like all the things are related to each other. But it's a tactile way of learning a language, as opposed
that's
to
really
just
cool.
flashcards like Rosetta Stone does.
But what you were saying is, I remember you were saying that it's like not conversational, it's only
it's
vocabulary.
Still not conversational. Yeah. And that's really hard to do. I mean, you could like find someone on Reddit to, you know, pay by the hour to like teach you another language to work on that conversational, but through a video game, I don't know how you'd do that.
Imagine how far you can go in an hour of VR chat.
Maybe.
Let somebody else show you the way.
That's something I haven't done in so long. VR chat's so toxic and fun. It's so awesome, man.
Tore deska.
I don't know if you'd learn too much there.
I don't even know if I'm saying
I just learned how to say fuck you to everyone and
pretty
just
much.
Fuck around
but
and
the
then
problem
have
with,
people chase me. It's so weird.
Like, if you were trying to turn Heaven's Vault into a language game, it doesn't really work like that, because the inscriptions that you're deciphering, they're kind of like hieroglyphic, so you can kind of figure out the way they look. Like, if there's some wavy lines, then I can kind of induce maybe that has something to do with water. So it's not, it's not like a alphabetic letter.
Yeah.
It's more pictorial, but it is a good game. The graphics on it definitely seem like it was meant for a mobile device, because playing on a 1440p screen, I can definitely see some like pixelation, some blurring. When the characters walk around, it's very rudimentary. It's like, you know, cardboard cutout. They don't even animate the feet walking. It's just kind of like fades into the ground.
It's something like 80 Days as well.
Well, 80 Days was like straight up 2D, and it had a really good kind of like, I don't know, it had a good art style to it that worked really well in 2D. This, they definitely went for something more ambitious, and you can definitely see they were a little limited with that too. But I mean, it's fine for what the game is. Like, the real focus of this game is, you know, uncovering this mystery. You're this archaeologist who's sent out to find somebody. Turns out that person is lost, but they were onto some big
I feel like the characters have more animation, though. It's not like Paper Mario, you know.
My question is,
oh no, they don't even, there like, is no animation. Like, if they turn, then it's just like a full,
when she's walking, I see the different, like, her legs, like, even though it's cardboard or whatever.
Yeah, so. My question is, what's the fun factor on this game, Bobby?
I don't know if you guys would like it. So
it ain't
like,
no. It ain't
okay.
It ain't no puzzle game.
It's not for dummies.
Yeah. Well, there's no numeric value. It's. I don't think you guys would like it.
It's. Elysium.
When PC Gamer goes, the game's exquisite. It's just like, you know what kind of game you're expecting.
But the thing about this game, and also 80 Days, is yes, it is a lot of reading, but it feels like it's not too much. They say what needs to be said, and then it kind of moves on. And they actually say it very well. It's not like it's very terse. It's not just like, here's the facts, and it's just very blunt, and there's no imagination or creativity to it. Like, they do a really good job of saying something very well, but also, you know, very succinctly. And then you take that information and you move on and you keep going. It's not like Disco Elysium where it really relishes in the text and there's just paragraph after paragraph and it's all very well done, but it's a little verbose for some people.
Gotcha.
I mean, both of these games, and this is why I would recommend them so much for people who don't necessarily play these types of games. Like, if you didn't like Disco Elysium and you still want to give these types of games a shot, then start with 80 Days or Heaven's Vault. Like, these are fantastic games to kind of be an entry point into this.
Gotcha.
All right, what else we got here?
I just want to put my game in here because I didn't put it on the highlights.
I was going to say, let me do mine because I have like three games I played. So let me do one and then another one. Sounds good.
I just don't want to forget mine. That's
Well, don't fucking forget it. Whisper it to Chi.
Have you met me?
Whisper it to Chi.
It's this game.
Go ahead.
It's like baby babbling.
I played Wipe the baby butt.
I held Emilio's baby and then quote unquote, I want a baby.
And I said, let's go. I got you, girl.
Bathroom's right there.
Bathroom's right there. Shit. Real quick.
Get the fuck out of here.
I played Kingdom, New Lands, and I had no clue what I was going to play. As in, Amazon, if you're an Amazon Prime member and with your Twitch subscription, you get free games a month. You just link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch account, and every month, sometimes twice a month, they'll just throw in free games. Sometimes it's not just free games; it's free skins. It's just random DLC. They're always fun. Apex Legends has always been a part of it. It's also PUBG. So they're actually really cool skins and free games. And I remember some of the first games I got were like a lot of Neo Geo games. I got Metal Slug and a lot of SNK, like the Samurai Showdown, the baseball one, all these fun games for free. And since my last week of work was last week, or like Monday of last week or 2 weeks ago, I don't remember, I had a full week of not doing shit, and it was amazing. It was... It's the best thing in the world. Anyway, so I was going through this thing and I was like, what do I want to play? And I saw this and I looked at Kingdom and I was like, looks pretty good. Like, just looking at the picture, just like this picture just sold it for me. I was like, I like this little style. It's probably, I thought it was going to be just a roguelike and just like side scrolling all the way. I was totally fucking wrong. You start off this game and I guess it is a roguelike in a way. Have you guys played this before?
Description, no.
No?
8-bit graphics, side-scrolling adventure.
It's a side-scrolling adventure game where you build a kingdom. You build up your kingdom, your village, and you go through the ages. And that's the reason why I want to say it's kind of like a roguelike, because if I die but I went to the next island, you know, it's like I start with the Stone Age stuff now. Like, I feel like, not Stone Age, but like, I feel like you evolve. Mm. Later on, you build stone walls, and then you go further than that. But you're either a king or a queen. You pick this character. You're on a horse. You're on a horse the whole time, and you have to really focus on that horse. Because if your horse gets tired and you start getting attacked by these minions, you're fucked. Mm. But your life depends on your crown falling off and how many coins you have in your coin purse. So... you pick up coins. When you start off these games, there's chests, and there's a king that guides you, a ghost, and it tells you, you know, get an archer, get a builder, build the wall here. But it's just so you kind of figure out the game, how it works. So you use a coin. It just shows you how many coins they cost. They're on top of the archer. Say archers are 2 coins, builders are 3 coins, farmers are 4 coins. Building a catapult later on is like 7 coins. Building a wall is 1 coin. Building an advanced wooden wall is 3 coins. Building a stone wall is like 7 coins. Building a super advanced.
So stuff costs things.
So
got it.
And then.
So when did the zombies start?
Emilio staring at me, and I'm just keep going.
I'm just wondering when the zombies start, you know, crawling.
So every night, every night they come and attack.
Wait,
so,
zombies?
So day one...
actual zombies?
They're not zombies. They're like minion-looking purple things. They're weird.
Is this anything like They Are Billions?
No.
Because hearing you talk about this game and the building, it makes me want to play They Are Billions.
I want to play that too.
Yeah.
No. So these every night... like the first night, you have one little motherfucker come up.
Creepers come up to you. Yeah. They're like creepers.
Second night...
yam faces.
Second night, three will come up. You know, next night, 5. Oh. Now, night after that, 7. Night after that, 10. Then after that, 13.
Oh,
and
boy.
And after that, 15. Debbie's not looking at me.
Sounds like the play. It sounds like the plot of Minecraft, really.
I want him to look
build
at me.
Build your base with pixel art.
Yeah, no. So,
before the creepers get
in. So, you have to be really smart with this game because you don't always want to build every wall. You don't always want to build every... Because every time you load into this game, the map generates, right?
Right.
Either there's a cave. In that cave, that's where the monsters come out. It can be on the left side or on the right side. And once you get to a second island, you need to find out... The best thing to do when you start off this game is figure out where the fuck they're going to come out of. That way you don't build any walls on that side.
Yeah.
Because why? They're not going to come out of there. But then the second island you get to... Because the objective is you have to get enough money to build a tree. The tree probably costs like 100 coins. 100 coins do not come easy.
Yeah.
It's hard to get them. Because it's either you get them by farming, by merchants. Very little, small little things come out. Random things. And then you have merchant, right? Which will bring coins to you. But if you start building and developing further and you've destroyed the merchant's house, you won't have a merchant anymore. So you can't make money off a merchant anymore.
Mm. Well, Minnie, what would you do for 100 coins?
So you need, So you need to see what... the boat. Once you find the boat, you pay the whatever coins for the boat, and then you start adding two coins.
No, I need the exact amount for the coin.
I don't know how much it is, dude. But you have to make sure you do everything. You need to figure out Oh my god, it was so much fun, man.
Town building. Do you fight?
They fight for you.
Okay.
So you have your archers, right?
It's a tower defense, kind of.
In a way.
Yeah.
And
But on a 2D plane.
On a 2D plane. Archers, catapults, knights. Later on, you get knights.
And how much do they each cost? What?
So the archers are 2, the knights are 3, the are 4, and then there's the big guy that's 10. No, dude, this game's actually really fun, dude. I since every playthrough, every time I died, because I would make it to 30 knights, 40 knights, 100 knights, you know what? I never made it.
Oh, you can set it.
Yeah.
No. It's just every night it gets harder.
Oh, okay.
Some nights you'll be like, I'm ready, and nothing comes out, and I'm like, you fucking assholes.
Mm-hmm. But why? Oh, it costs you another round of money. If you go to another...
No. There's statues that you put money into them.
Yeah.
And
so is money in the banana stand. Yeah.
On that note...
the statues...
So you really liked it.
The statues give you perks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Game's really fun. I think everyone should give it a try. What's the price on this?
Yeah, I like the look of it.
What's the coin on this?
What's the coin? How many coins, Bobby?
$14.99, but it looks like it was on sale for $375 at the Humble
free.
Store.
It was
right now it's $375 on the Humble Store.
It's $375 on the Humble Store right now. It's a good pastime. It's a good game where you just pick it up, play one playthrough until you die, and then you're like, all right, cool, I'm over it. And then you just pick it up again. Like I played a bunch of playthroughs one day. And then I didn't play it for 3 days.
Hard.
And then I played it one more day. And it's just a good little pickup game.
Cool, man.
Yeah. Can I talk about a game that is definitely worth the coin, whether it's a wait for sale?
This game is worth
full value.
I think everyone should give this game a shot. It's actually really, really, really fun.
Wow. Guess what? I'm giving another shot again and again and again. And
what, Counter-Strike?
No. Yes. I love Counter-Strike. I might play some tonight.
I'm down.
But... Divinity 2, I'm still riding that train in terms of... I'm playing Divinity 2 two different ways right now.
Mm-hmm.
I actually started a two-man Divinity 2 game with my boyfriend on his PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
And he's used to playing on computer, so it's a lot of fun just listening to him complain about the controller.
Mm.
And I'm also in a three-man Divinity 2 game with my boyfriend and his roommate. And I can say, I'm in a Divinity threesome. and then when his roommate's not available, it's a Divinity 2-way.
Mm-hmm.
Up all night with this.
Nice. I'm gonna come over for the orgy. You guys down?
No, last night I think I took a nap and then I started playing it with him at 11. We didn't shut the game off until 5 a.m. and we thought it was 2 a.m. I do not know how this happened, but when it's so good, you just keep on going until the sun comes up. Talking about Divinity 2 here, mm-hmm. and I love this game. We've talked about it a million times, but playing it with different people, it's a whole new experience, even though it's the same construct. I realized that playing with people who are brand new to Divinity, who have never played the first game or anything else, mm-hmm. they're just doing anything to antagonize a fight. Boys will be boys. And with me, I am a lot more patient with RPGs. I like reveling in the story. I like doing the Paragon route or the, what's it called? I'm sorry. The good guy route. So I like making good decisions that lead to good results rather than killing everything in my path.
Meanwhile, they're all just killing everything. And you're just like,
and I'm just like,
God, I'll save your sheep. And they're like, all the sheep are death, bro.
And I get like that. I really do sometimes. But there are times where I'm like, I want to take it slow. You know, let's figure out what they really want. Let's work on some quest lines. But it's really hard playing with newbies. And I enjoy it so much. Trust me, I'm having so much fun playing this game with newbies because seeing them discover for the first time how when something clicks and them figuring it out and then seeing them kind of grow as an RPG gamer is amazing. And I am still on fucking, I've been stuck in Fort Joy for the entirety that I've ever played Divinity 2. And I'm telling you guys, I want to so badly get off of Fort Joy. I think I'm finally going to get there.
How far is that game?
But I might mean, be preemptively saying that.
How far is Fort Joy?
Fort Joy could be as short or as long as you want it to be. It is the tutorial of the game.
Minimum 2 hours, right?
One of three.
You can't beat the first two fucking hours of the game, G.
No, it's not 2 hours. Trust me. Last night,
I mean, if you wanted to rush through it, I think
I'm so on the maybe. PS4. I'm playing Tactician, so it's a little bit harder than Classic. The three-way is Classic, and I prefer
5 hours.
Know. No, it's they're both what? No, the game is it. Could, the thing about this game is there's just so many different circumstances, all the fights, depending on your class makeup and your party makeup and the way you want to pursue a fight. There are so many times that quick save saves the day, in a way. And, it's such an amazing game. If more bang for your buck, Divinity 2, I convinced two other people to buy the game to play with me, but I haven't had the time to play with them. But at the same time, I feel like playing with so many different people and starting playing Fort Joy over and over and over again, it sounds insane, but it's the most fun I've had being completely insane.
Clown Lotion said that like he's playing it alone because he can't ever finish it with other people. And like it makes sense. Although me and Bobby, yeah.
You know how easy it is to finish when you're by yourself. Sometimes it's worth trying to make somebody else figure it out.
I finish by myself most times these days.
Are we talking about the game anymore here?
I'm not sure. No. Bobby, we got to be 70% of the way through, right?
Yeah, we're almost there. We just left the second area, and I can't remember what the name of the last area was.
The bloody area, right?
It's got a cool name. It's got like an X in it or something. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
Everything with an X in it is cool.
Yeah, we're almost there. We're rounding the corner.
Yeah.
All right. Someone's been playing Ghostbusters. Is this the remastered?
The remastered version, dude. So I beat it when it came out. I bought it on Xbox 360, I believe. Was it Xbox 360?
Well, do you need any Xbox 360 shit? Because I have way too much.
No, no.
I don't know why. It takes up like a good 2% of my home. Xbox 360 shit. Yeah.
The fuck?
Random as fuck.
Sell it.
Well, yeah, just sell it.
Who's going to buy a 360? Please don't spend your money on the 360.
It's going to sell it. Definitely it'll sell.
Yeah, electronics always sell.
Yeah.
So I got it for $5 because when they had that Epic sale and they gave you a $10 coupon.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, so I got it off there. I got it for $4.99. And
it's good ratings.
Only at GameStop?
The original game was good, too. I remember playing the original.
So here's the thing on this game. The original...
Shut up, Bobby.
Bobby, you remember. You haven't played the remastered. You don't know shit. I'm joking.
Don't tell
Bobby.
Me the...
I'm not bugging with you.
The movie review is on good. Ghostbusters. I remember.
And so...
Taking over my segment over here. God damn it, Bobby. I got one more episode after this. Give me my time to shine.
No, I want to hear how the... Because you played the original as well, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So I want to hear, is it really worth the...
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, you're good. Stop drinking.
Calm down, guys.
For one coin. Greek
Did you like the original?
I miss you.
I did. I really like the original. They were kind of, before the original came out, this was like 2008, and there was like rumors of a Ghostbusters 3 movie, and then this came out, and this ended up being what kind of the rumors were about, because, you know, this was like 2008, where like absolutely every single detail of everything wasn't posted like years in advance online like it is now. But Dan Aykroyd was behind this. Like, they had original people doing voices. Like, it was kind of a big deal back then.
Yeah, it was all the original characters. And it's actually written by Ramis and Dan Aykroyd, I believe. Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis. Is it Harold Ramis?
Harold Ramis, yeah.
They both wrote this one. Which is like the spiritual successor to the movie, like the spiritual number three, which, you know, now is going to actually be the new movie. And you're playing through a movie, man. That's what it is. It's the remaster. I honestly, I don't see it. I feel like the 360 version looked great, and this just looks great. Obviously, we played it in 1080p back in the day. Right now, we're playing it in 1440, and it does look better. You know, like a little, I guess, I'm guessing it's up to 4K textures, what they added in this remaster. But the game ages well. It's because this game was unique, you know, it was a third-person shooter in a way. But you're shooting these ghosts, and you have to keep your rays on them. And there's other weapons too, but the game's nice. The game's fun. This game is great for the story element. It's a great fucking story. If you're playing a movie, it's very well written, and it's like you do see, even though it's remastered, you do see like you know, the graphics are, you know, maybe not up to par with all the new games out there, but it's still a fun game. Very cool, very funny, because, you know, if you guys follow Ghostbusters, it's a comedy, guys.
You know what they need to do with games that play like the movie? They need games that become movies and in the theater have QuickTime events.
In the movie theaters?
Yeah! Can you imagine?
What the fuck? You have to do something while watching the movie? Yeah. Now everyone in the crowd has to fucking jump up and like in the audience and jump up.
Oh, yeah. That would be so much fun. And then if you fail the QuickTime event, you could just throw your popcorn at the club that fucking failed. So imagine if God of War were a QuickTime movie in the theaters. Can you just imagine?
What if I'm like 15 years old and just trying to get a handy in the fucking...
I believe you would just fail the porno QuickTime over and over and over.
Fuck.
In these oh my goodness. Now Dan Aykroyd's talking.
He's like, shut up, Chief.
Yeah, I have always wanted to go back and finish this game because I remember playing it, starting it, enjoying it, and never finishing. I never finished any games back then.
Okay. No, dude, it's actually worth it. I think it's worth it.
They don't sell this game on Steam anymore. I still have it added on my Steam account, the original one, not the remake. But yeah, I think the big thing with the remake was the 4K textures. Now, when I played this back in the day, I actually had, back in 2008 or whatever, I had a 1440p monitor, and I remember playing it on that with this computer that I had built that was just a beast at the time, and it was like that thing would heat up so much playing this game on 1440p. Like, it was just cooking it, but I'm sure whatever I have can handle it easily now.
Yeah, no, it's totally... It's just, it's really cool. It brings back, it has a lot of jokes from Ghostbusters 2, and which is fun. It's just, if you're a huge fan of Ghostbusters, huge fan of the movies, you should give this game a shot, 100%. If it's $19.99 and under, I'll give you
that. Well, it's $24.99 right now.
Wait for sale.
Yeah. I think the only thing it doesn't have is the multiplayer that it had. Because I do remember the Xbox 360 had multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
There was some multiplayer thing on it. I swear there was.
Like, there would be like five people on there, dude.
Yeah. There was no one on there. This one does not have that multiplayer.
So Dan Aykroyd was just on the Rogan experience.
Oh, nice.
And it's really interesting how, this is maybe a month ago, how much he's into the paranormal in real life. Like, he's way, way into it. Like, he believes in aliens. He believes in Bigfoot. He believes in, like, everything.
Mm-hmm. Female ghosts. Orgasm.
My kind of guy. Yeah. What? believes in female orgasm. Sweetie, I'm telling you, I got one more episode to you left. I don't know. No. one more episode left.
And that's the reason he wrote Ghostbusters. He wanted to get more ghosts out in the... He wanted people talking about ghosts. Like, he wrote it because he wanted more people to believe in ghosts and get the get the fucking conversation started, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, like, I believe in ghosts. I think it's cool.
He has, his vodka is called Crystal Skull Vodka.
That's the one that Warconius bought me.
Oh, yeah.
For DLG.
Yeah, he believes in
Crystal Skulls. I finally opened it up on Saturday. Finally.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Bobby,
it's my favorite vodka. It's delicious, dude.
Remind me.
It's the only vodka I can drink on the rocks. I'm not a big vodka person.
If you don't have a movie portion, on the rocks. I do.
Hardly anybody does.
Thank you so much for that bottle, man. It was amazing. Super good. It's halfway done.
Warconius.
DJ Warconius, dude.
DJ Warconius.
The best. The fucking best.
It was funny because I was talking, because when I was gaming this weekend, I was playing Minecraft. I'm not adding that to the highlights, but I was playing Minecraft, and kind of a big deal was on the my channel with me, and he was asking me, he was like, come on, like, I've heard some story from DLG, tell me everything. And I was just like, well, Warconius was an awesome DJ, and we're tight about that.
Warconius as the DJ was the only time I was actually dancing with my back on the floor.
That was so funny.
That was fun. That was great.
So that's called dancing.
There was like, okay, no, I'm going to be 100% honest. There was a part of me where when I woke up and I found out they connected my DJ equipment, I was a little mad. I was like, who the fuck touched my shit? You know, they better have not turned it up too loud. Don't break my monitors. Right. They're like... And then I just saw, like, Warconius just going at it and trying to learn. And I was like, oh, let me go help you there, buddy. So, yeah, it was fun. It was so much fun.
I feel like Chosen was always, like, walking out of the room that I was going into. He was never in a room. Like, I would go somewhere. No. He was probably avoiding me.
Did you not see him play Super Hot? He was so into that shit.
Oh, no. I wasn't
Super Hot.
I wasn't there the video game night, pretty much.
You were there for the VR.
He's really good at axe throwing, that's for sure. We went axe throwing together. That was fun.
That's kind of scary.
It's unsettling how good you are with that axe. So
you have another game to go?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I haven't said one yet.
Yeah.
So last week I was talking about how I needed the perfect mobile game for my situation. Like
mobile game.
Yeah. Okay. And I was looking, dude. I must have downloaded 10 games or something and just like trash. Because what I needed was something that I could literally just at a moment's notice throw away or put in my pocket.
Is there a Google Arcade? Like the App Arcade?
Yeah, I think there is. Yeah, I haven't signed up for it, though. I don't... Yeah. I gotta look
it's pretty much the same thing. They advertise it all the time to me.
No, because, dude...
I don't know why it doesn't pop up, or maybe I'm just missing it.
Excuse me. App Arcade is totally worth it for me. So,
what do you get exactly? What do you get, Bobby? Or do you know?
I only looked at it the one time that it popped up in my notifications, but it looked like a lot of the same stuff you get in the Apple Arcade. I believe is $10 a month.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of games, but it's all the games you would kind of expect. You know, nothing like super new or super expensive, but a lot of good ones.
Okay.
No, the Apple one has like some really good Lego games, a lot of PC games. Well, a lot of the games we put on the radar or even
not the free to play games because obviously.
Yeah, no.
But maybe they should give you like some cash for those games, like in game cash. You know what I mean? Like play. Shadow Realms Legends or whatever with
and here's some cash with
some cash.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That would make people play other games. That would be smart, but I think Apple Arcade right now is just trying to just going like here's a awesome game. A lot of them are ports, they're PC ports.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like I remember I was trying to find games that I was like, is it on Steam? It's on Steam. Perfect. I can talk about it on the podcast.
So I found 80 Days, Bobby, and it's like $6 and based on your recommendation, I was like, oh yeah, I could totally do this. But I can't it's weird to say how my time is divvied up right now. Like, I literally need to just be able to just walk away from things and let them. Like, if I feel like 80 Days would be reading a book. When I came back to it, I got to find where I was or whatever. So anyway,
I just read George's comment. Like, oh, it's because he doesn't like Mexicans. That's why he always left the room when you walk.
We're starting rumors now about Chosen. Can I get it on this?
But I found my game.
I heard he broke the shower in the master bedroom.
Was that him?
No, I'm just kidding.
I thought that was...
We're just spreading rumors at this point.
No, he would never cheat on you, Chi. That was just your girl and like I don't know, some other people that I'm not going to name names.
These stories should be exclusive Patreon.
I know. You want to be a patron. Go for it.
Maybe we should have an exclusive patron episode.
DLG After Dark.
We should do that for my last cast, a patron only.
Sounds good. Like a bunch of fucking shitty stories.
Yeah.
I mean, naughty stories. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about?
80 days. Oh.
So you found a game that you liked.
Yes. It was, and it's something, God, I was complaining last week about how all these pay to win, and how obviously this is Monopoly Slots is the game that I ended up going with. I know. It sounds like such a fucking time-wasting, but man, I am addicted.
No.
So much. Mm-mm. Look it up, Bobby. Tell me this doesn't throw
you. Oh, my God.
4.7 out of 5.
Dude, I actually played at Monopoly Scratch Off.
Because most mobile games go.
If you win? I lost.
Wow. Most mobile lost. Games are like, give us 5-star ratings and we'll give you 100 coins or some shit like that. So that's why it probably has that good of a rating. Which, honestly, you actually don't have to rate the games. As long as you click on the link, exit the game, and then come back in, you get your coins.
I'm addicted to this game. Every 2 hours. Okay, so. As you play, you build up the town, right? Mm-hmm. The more you build up the town, every 2 hours when you get your money, it's more money, like the rents, right? So, like, I always play to zero and then wait for my money to come in, and then I keep reinvesting into the town. Okay, I know, it sounds crazy, but the reason I like it is I really don't think that the odds are against you. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of these games expect you to pay money to continue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like this game, you actually have a slot machine's chance of winning like crazy amount of money.
But not real money.
Not real money. But then...
The coin.
But yeah.
Because that's...
yeah.
That's a thing.
I can get at least 2 archers. with a jackpot. No, I feel like the odds really aren't like... that bad. They feel like when you're in the casino, obviously you're going to lose most of the time, but when I win a bunch, I can invest a ton in the town, which means I get more money than
stars on the Apple Store.
Dude, it's really fun. It's really, really fun. And so
4.9.
Who believes the Apple Store? They rated us 5 stars.
No, except for one person that gave us a really bad.
No, he changed it.
Oh.
Yeah. I sent a friend over to apply some pressure, if you know what I mean.
Some pressure?
He might not have both kneecaps.
Oh. I was going to say some pressure on his, like,
I remember Shadowmaster gave us a 4.
Because either way, I'm sure they were.
Either way,
they
works.
Would both sway.
Was it Shadowmaster, right? He gave us a 4?
One yeah. person's
It's
opinion.
Like, aren't we your family, bro? It's like, you guys are like our family. It's like, but you're an all right family. You guys get a 4.
I remember on my business.
It's got high standards.
we don't have a basement for him, that's why.
He like keep you keep talking about games I can't actually play on my computer, so 4-star.
Elitists.
Wow. He just banned us from his life.
On my Yelp account, so I have like 85 reviews, and they're all 5 stars except for one, and this is how it went. Emilio was great. Fantastic. Could not have been better. 4 stars.
What the fuck? Yeah, dude, I've seen
Who
that.
Who are you?
I've seen that. I've
Who
seen
are that. You?
Wow.
Oh, man. I'm picky with my 5-star reviews, too, because, I mean, 5 out of 5, 100%. That's like...
Oh.
I mean, come on.
I'm extra generous with 5 stars.
I can see that.
I'm like, oh, you
Depends
at least,
on what it's about.
If someone did the bare minimum of
as
their
long
job,
as you didn't try murdering me, you get 5 stars, you know.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Anyway. Fucking, I don't know if you're going to like it, but for me, it's working perfectly. And I always, it's funny because it does a lot of the things I always complain about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to pay real money. 2, it does the thing where you can play autoplay. Like, mm-hmm. I hate autoplay because, like, in my RPG, how did I know that you're going to make the right decisions that I would do?
It's slot machines, bro. It's
yeah, not no, like, no. But
it just
one,
presses
yeah.
the fucking button
in
for
this
you.
One, it works. This one, it works. So, I don't know. I love it. And there's new boards all the time. I'm addicted right now.
Monopoly.
If I have any time, I play it.
Well, speaking of property, not monopoly property, nice. But actual well property. Done. Yeah. So I've been on here long enough to try to work out my segues. But anyways, so guys, I missed last week's episode because I was meeting one of my new roommates, and I am officially, I've got the key. Oh, my purse is over there. What,
we Ray, don't need,
you we don't need to see your key.
No, I got it rekeyed, and it's a sword. It's so fucking cool.
That's dope.
Nonetheless, I got a key for my new place. I'll be moving out of my congrats. Beach studio and into a 3-bedroom.
Chosen's like, fuck, and what all my cameras.
North Park.
Gonna move
North Park meets nice. University Heights.
Nice.
So, supposedly.
Yeah.
So, guys, I'm super excited for this move. And trust me, outside of the frustrations of moving, I am still very optimistic for this move. But someone stole my fucking panties and all of them.
Wait, when?
Not just my panties. So when I moved into my new place,
someone
the first
stole
thing I moved
all your panties.
Yes,
the left, first thing left all the electronics.
Yeah, all of my future streams will be no pants streams, guys.
In the like in your drawer or in the dirty clothing.
Okay, so when I moved into my new place,
fuck the drawer one.
The first
the
thing,
dirty one.
The first thing I moved into my new place was my
store.
Was my dirty laundry.
Okay.
Right.
Because we have a laundry room. We have a laundry room that's attached to my house. It's actually, and there's no other residents that share the laundry room with me. So it's more or less my own personal laundry room.
Jesus, oh man, what the fuck? Who stole your panties?
I know.
Who's that bitch? I'll fuck them up.
No, but here's the thing. So I moved all of my, and I'm not playing the victim card here. I assume complete responsibility for the robbery that happened.
Why? I don't think it was a robbery.
I think
you just left.
No,
them.
It's a robbery. No. I have yet to even sleep one night at my new place. I have my existing studio up through the end of the month. And then the new place, I have nothing moved in except for my dirty laundry, because with my free laundry room that I have, I figured I just do all of my laundry there and hang up my clothes as I go. Unfortunately, the first night that I leave all of my clothes in my dirty clothes, and trust me on this, I don't do my laundry until I literally have nothing else to wear. No new underwear, no new pants.
You left them there overnight.
I left them there overnight. And yeah, I had shut
fault.
The door. Yeah, it's not 100% my fault, because the landlord gave me the wrong laundry key. And so I tried to lock my laundry room and I couldn't lock it. So I just shut it and I put the bolt. I shut the bolt. So I locked it with a bolt, but I didn't lock it with a key.
Okay.
Because I didn't have a functioning key. Okay. Nonetheless, I have no neighbors to share my laundry room with. I had only left it there 12 hours overnight. You know, not even a full rotation. Majora's Mask. I'm still in the game, dude. And like, I really feel like the excessive construction around my home, there's a squatter in my backyard. I saw him. He gave me eye contact.
Better and better.
Yeah. So, guys, I moved into a 3-bedroom, not completely moved in, because anything that I moved in got stolen. Wee. Hi. This is my life. And so I literally have one pair of jeans to my name, and I have no pants except for the pants that I am wearing. And
are you like
Commander
right now?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Someone stole all my panties. Someone stole all of my dirty clothes.
You're like back down to level one. You
I am. This is the roguelike that is my
ooh,
life.
Oh, big win, bitch.
Rogue life. Start a new game, new game save, new game plus right now. This is my life in San Diego. So nonetheless, I'm dealing with that. I had all of my stuff stolen from my laundry room. I don't think it's the squatter. It could be the squatter that I locked eye contact with in the middle of the night, and he was in the abandoned building next door. I don't know, but
I think it's the guy, the next guy you see wearing them on your head.
It could be. It could be a plethora. I'm stuck in Fort Joy again. LOL. Oh my God. Cloud Lotion just said that in chat. It's so true. So moved into my new place. I love it. It's a beautiful home. I can't wait to give you guys a tour of the place. I'm
if
so happy.
If only I had pants.
If only I had pants. If only there wasn't a squatter in the back. If only people weren't lurking around my bedroom and my mirror and like just all around my yard, all up in my fence.
It's like, a house?
It's a house.
Oh.
And it was fenced in. There's even a security code on the gate. So who the fuck crossed over the fucking fence and in my property and stole all of my fucking laundry?
Sorry, G, I thought you were in an apartment building.
No.
With, okay.
And I'm sharing the laundry room? No, this is a house.
Oh.
And the laundry room is in the back.
Well, that
and
makes you feel unsafe.
Totally. I was violated.
Yeah.
So it sucks. I'm trying to, you know, and comedy dog. Is the way I
need a dog.
Yeah.
Get a dog.
I need a camera.
Yeah,
a I need a dog. I need some weapons. So my housewarming, I think I'm going to have a theme. I'm going to have a housewarming theme.
Security devices.
Where women are bring their donation clothing, and then men bring their weapons, self-defense weapons. So so that's what I need in my life right now.
You're going to get 7 pairs of nunchucks.
I know.
I haven't used these in years.
I need your hand-me-down nunchucks, boys. Send it over.
I actually have a pair of nunchucks.
Legit, no, but nonetheless, I kid you nunchucks. Not. I kid you not. I've been wearing what? The same pair of jeans 3 days in a row.
You need a camera. Chosen, I got you.
Yeah, Chosen's like, you need a camera. I got you.
It's
meanwhile,
cute. It's cute. It looks like a teddy bear. You'll love this camera.
Meanwhile, every photo is uploaded to his computer.
Yes. No, he's just going to move the cameras he put on her studio. Going to move more to the house.
Pretty sure Bobby thinks it's
I've had
time
enough,
to move on.
I've had enough red-eyed teddy bears in my home, okay? I don't think I can afford anymore.
What the fuck?
I've got all the room in my closet now to keep them alone. Let's be real.
What?
All right, moving on.
All right.
So confused.
So Ray, you played, or you finished Trover Saves the Universe.
I finished it.
In one go.
One sitting.
How long does that take?
5.5 hours.
In VR, right?
In VR.
So you must have been like physically a little bit tired.
You're sitting down.
Oh, okay.
In Trover.
Okay.
So you're actually like in, because you're a Cheropian.
Yeah.
Cheropian.
Cheropian.
So you're these beings that live in, you pretty much sit in a chair all fucking day.
Yeah.
And I spoke about this game before where I played like for like good 20, 30 minutes. And yeah. I was like, this is cool. You know, I'll give you a final review at the end. Stays around the same. The game is hilarious. The game is super funny. The game is super fun. This game, but I'm going to be honest with you guys do not need a VR for this. If you guys want to play it straight up with a controller, because this game, you need a controller for this game, period. It's not a mouse game. Go for it.
Daze was doing it the other day.
Yeah, you don't need the VR.
And I was like, yeah, I don't
know. You can play this without VR?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. So I played it with the VR, and it was fun, but the only thing the only added little element was it was easier to find the power babies. The power babies are, each level has like 30, like little babies you can find, and you know it's just a collectible. It's just for like the completionist, you know, right? Yeah. There's nothing. But when you collect your first power baby, the game goes like, oh fucking! If you collect all the power babies in the game, you get the super fucking ultra awesome ending shit or whatever, and you're like, oh dude, that sounds awesome. But I'm a completionist when it comes to games, and when a game is this easy and short, it's easy just to like you know you play a level, you're missing two, you go back in, and I went back in with just a controller. I didn't go back in VR. Like I beat the game and I beat it, and then I'm like, oh, this is the one I'm missing one, you know, and this other one
probably easier on controller.
Yeah, so so I played it both ways with a controller. It's totally fine. You don't really need it. The only immersion you really get from the VR. It's just
depth.
Just depth, I guess. You know, it's like because your chair goes up and down and you teleport. That's all you do. And you move Trover. You move Trover around with the joystick. That's what you play with the controller. So Trover, you move around, attack button.
You're looking down on a character and you're controlling him.
Yeah, so I like to make my chair go all the way to the top and I look down and then I do it. Or I can just go down to his level and watch him fight in front of me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's up to you. And going up in levels so you can see everything around. So I'm just, you know, killing minions and I'm looking around trying to find power babies at the same time. And all it does is you see a power baby, you stare at it. And if you stare at it, it press like one of the shoulder buttons, it comes over to you and you collect them. That's all the VR is for. But it's cool because in VR, it looks great. It's one of the best looking cartoony VR games ever. And it's hilarious. That's if you love Rick and Morty, you will love this. You will It's just super funny. Like, if you're watching the podcast right now and you can see these two guys on top and they're like arguing at you, they're telling you, yeah, bro, you can't get in our fucking castle. Yeah, you can't. You're a fucking dumbass. Yeah, you dumbass. Stay down there, you fucking dumbass. Yeah, isn't he dumbass? Yeah, he's a fuck. It's fucking hilarious because that whole Rick and Morty comedy,
yeah,
the way he speaks, the way we're like, he's like hesitant to say some words. You know how he talks.
Right, right.
It's awesome. So it's all throughout the game. He voices everything and the game makes fun of itself. There's one part, it's super funny. It's been the first level, and it's not a spoiler or anything. Fuck off. There's a puzzle. There's a button. You press a button, and and it's like, oh, that, you know, it lights up one green light, and there's three red lights. One turns green. Second level, there's three buttons, and you have to press them and make them all green, right? So you press them, and then there's a, and then you do that, turns on the third green light. Fourth one is a row 3x3. And you're just going at it, and it's like, and you just hear Trover, wow, the developers are fucking pieces of shit for making this fucking puzzle. No one likes these puzzles in games. But you know what? Fuck that puzzle. Fuck it. No. Stop doing it. Stop pressing. Fuck. Just come down here and break the door. I bet we can break the fucking door. Let's break the fucking. Get down here. And it's just hilarious.
You end up breaking the door.
Yeah. Well, if I pressed it 50 times and I got a achievement. A trophy or whatever. I got that. So I was like, oh, dude, honestly, fuck this. Because I just couldn't get it. Later on, I found out that it's impossible. You can't. It's part of the joke.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Part of the joke. You go down, you break the door. He's like, yeah, fuck the developers. But they make fun of themselves. Like, you'll talk to another, like, NPC, like, another character in the game. And they'll be like, why do you sound just like the other character? budget. It's just very funny game, man. Just give it a shot. It's $29.99. It does go on sale sometimes. I don't know if it's on sale right now, but the developers said that they weren't going to bring it down in price, supposedly, because they said they're going to provide free DLC forever for this game.
Which there hasn't been one yet.
There is.
Oh, there is.
They added one. Yeah. Oh, cool. It's you go on this planet and you work for this company.
Ah.
So that's the first DLC. And then you can replay the game. Instead of using Trover, you use JoJo. That's the only extra stuff they've added, but the game's super funny, man. It's hilarious. I was cracking up, man. Yeah. Every level was just laugh after laugh where I'm just like, I'm playing.
Your parents must think you're insane.
You're
walking around your room, not stop laughing.
No, well, this one you sit down. So the whole time, I just centered myself between my fucking sensors and I just like sat there and just played it. And I was like, ha! Just straight up. It's so good, man. Yeah. But of course, it's if you love the Rick and Morty comedy. If you do not like Rick and Morty or Adult Swim type comedy, then this game is not for you. But other than that, it's just a good little fucking third person VR, third person slash VR game.
No pants.
Little action adventure game. All you do.
Cheekast.
The Cheekast, I know.
So good. You guys should totally give this game a shot.
Well, keep in mind, if you ever need to leave something behind for us to remember you by.
It's worth what? Leave what?
The VR.
Oh, fuck no. I'm not leaving my VR.
Cheers.
You've been wanting that thing from the beginning.
Trace the Base, thank you for the subscription.
Thank you. Cheers to new beginnings.
But yeah.
New Papa status, new hope, new squatter status. New
life,
city status. Yeah, cheers. Yeah.
I'll still Bobby. Be here. I might sneak in for a podcast or two after.
Yeah. All right, is it time to move on to news?
Let's move on.
Let's go.
Okay, first up, Sony's first party PS4 exclusives are coming to the PC.
Boom.
So we don't know which ones exactly yet, but we do know the one that has been announced is Horizon Zero Dawn. That one is for sure coming.
Because that one's the one that needs the most help.
They also mentioned a while ago, this article on Tweaktown mentions that they had announced a while ago that MLB The Show is going to be on PC in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which I can't remember. Is that the good one? Because I remember talking about how there's no good baseball games on PC. The Show is the good one.
Yeah.
It's like... It's photorealism, just like,
but not just the graphics, but the game.
When I interned for Sony, I was actually I did.
That's the one that has all the real players.
Yeah, I was over at Petco Park recording like just mic hits. Like, well, I had my mics there and we had them set up. It was really fun.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm excited about that because, like I was saying, there's no good baseball games on PC at all. But this kind of opens up the door. Like, what else could Sony be putting on the PC? Could we be getting?
But this, I don't know if you from, because I read this, it's on PlayStation Now, isn't it? I thought it was from Now.
What's that?
PlayStation but Now being like an online service?
Their streaming service. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So their streaming service.
If it's on there, then you could probably get it on.
Then you can play it on PC. Yeah. So that's what I thought that was.
But are we going to be getting the God of Wars? Are we going to be getting the last
one? So God of Wars was added for a little bit on PlayStation Now, but I think it wasn't on the PC version of it. I'm not 100 on okay. that.
Yeah. So this is saying that these are going to be coming to PC storefronts, possibly Steam and Epic.
So PC via an act, what is this? Okay, never mind. Okay, so now, okay, so they're coming to Steam and Epic. Nice. All okay. Right.
Now, we do have a listener question about this later, so let's not talk too much about
it. No, but that's fucking awesome, man. Yeah, it's about time. Because
but I think Microsoft making their moves so is there really
was,
for Sony.
So there was like an article. It was a really cool thing. Like
Shut up, Bobby.
Like the fight.
Let him talk.
For a the second. Fight between PlayStation, I mean, and Microsoft going PC, whatever, was never, ever a fight. PlayStation never showed up.
Mm. Right,
it was
right.
a really yeah, cool yeah. article on it, and
I read that.
I read that headline too.
Yeah, and it makes sense, dude. Go ahead, Bobby. Sorry.
Okay, next up we have Valve has. This is from PC Gamer. Valve is absolutely not making Left 4 Dead 3 for VR or anything else.
What?
So what happened here was there was some presentation, I believe, in China, somewhere in Asia, where someone was doing like a PowerPoint, and one of his bullet points, he was talking about VR, and one of his bullet points was like, you know, like in Half-Life Alyx or Left 4 Dead 3. At least that's what they translated it to. And so this kind of got everyone thinking, oh, does this guy know something that other people don't? Turns out he doesn't, because after this, he must have just assumed the rumors were true. But Valve has categorically denied in a statement here any involvement or making that. Let me find their quote.
No, because the Left 4 Dead 3 stuff that I found, that I read, was from a Reddit post, and it was people mined the shit out of fucking... And they found a bunch of Left 4 Dead stuff.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
same way that they were finding the Half-Life Alyx stuff.
Yeah.
They found Left 4 Dead stuff. And so they're like...
Yeah. But, I mean, we always hear that about Half-Life 3 and various other Valve projects. Yeah.
How good would that be in VR?
That'd be so much fun.
Oh, so holy amazing.
Shit. That'd be so much fun, man. Imagine how scary this is. Ah!
Whenever cool. I talk to my siblings about, hey, if I'm the first one to go, make sure on my tombstone... It says out before Left 4 Dead 3. Oh. So that's my faith in the next Left 4 Dead series being released.
No, I have faith in it. That it's there's too many. I get this. I feel like this is like their way of justifying, like, yeah, it's not really coming, but it's just Valve just being Valve. They hit Half-Life 3 very, very, well, not Half-Life 3, Half-Life Alyx very well.
Yeah. Well, this is their statement here. We've seen rumors to this effect for the last couple of months. We did briefly explore some Left 4 Dead next opportunities a few years ago, but we are absolutely not working on anything Left 4 Dead related now and haven't for years.
We're getting some static. You guys getting that?
Yeah, I'm hearing a little bit of that all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real subtle, though. What was I going to say? I don't know. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, so they have... They have finally cleared that up for everybody, which is kind of unlike Valve. They usually let the rumors go.
Exactly.
Oh, so Chi and Bobby is like one of the, like, Left 4 Dead 2 is one of the things you both agree on, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's a game you can still go back and play.
But how much have you guys played together, if ever?
Together? We never did.
Yeah, I don't know. I went back.
Maybe we should get that done.
Yeah. Less than a year ago, I went back and I just binged Left 4 Dead 2 for like a whole night, for like 5 straight hours, just stayed up way too late doing it. So, and that happens every now and then. It's like, it's like Team Fortress 2 for me. But the thing is, like, Left 4 Dead 3 seems... I don't know. It seems unnecessary. Left 4 Dead 2 is unnecessary.
If it's,
it was just like
VR, then it is necessary, dude.
I guess, or just, I don't know. They turn old games into VR games all the time.
It can't like, be. It can't be unnecessary now. You know what I mean? Now it's like now there should be a new one. Now there should be a sequel. Maybe now should have been Left 4 Dead 2 because it's been so many years. Now we need like a graphical update on this. At least minimum or just the whole.
Maybe they'd probably sell them just on the game alone. It would look better, but I can't imagine them doing anything too different that would really just. Hook everybody, you know.
If like it was in VR,
the thing is, no, well, in VR, yeah, that's a whole different thing. Because the thing with VR right now, and the way I see it, is just VR has not had its chance to really shine, right?
Yeah,
and people are like they're making games for them, but you know they only give a half-assed game. Not Alyx is coming out.
If Alyx blows up,
it blows
and
up,
makes a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think we can see.
First of all, Steam Left sales, Dead Steam VR sales, the fucking Index sales have been crazy. It's sold out.
How much is the Index?
It's still $1,000.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, so, like the sales on it, it blew up again. Like the moment Alex was announced, it sold a shitload. Yeah. It even sold out in certain parts of the nation.
Yeah.
Like they weren't sending them there. They were like, oh, yeah, you're.
I feel comfortable playing Left 4 Dead.
Does Mississippi really need VR? Do they have electricity down there? How about Mississippi?
But we're going to send those over to California. Sorry, guys.
You don't feel like playing a game like Left 4 Dead would. Playing it in VR would kind of impede you a little bit. Like, think about playing Counter-Strike in VR. Like
Pavlov? You mean Pavlov?
I mean, you different. You lose.
You don't have to be as accurate.
If there were a way to make Left 4 Dead VR and to capture that, oh my God, just Left 4 Dead and any of its essence, squeeze it into VR where it's playable. Absolutely. Goodbye reality. I would die with that VR headset on.
I like how the story is about how it's not real, and then we're like, it would be so good. Yeah. Like, yeah. Let's talk about it like it's real.
I would, for the first time in my life, pop a boner.
How not down would you not? Like, how down would you be for this? I'd be so down. Like, I playing Boneworks, you do get a little nauseous. I hear it.
Yeah.
I hear it.
Yeah, something's going on. Yeah. It's okay. Let's just run through it. It's not that bad.
Yeah, no, but when I'm playing Boneworks, playing being in VR so long, I do get a little nauseous, maybe because I'm getting older. I'm 34 years old. I get it. But I played Drover for fucking 5 hours, five and a half hours.
Which is better as a VR game? Probably Boneworks, right? As a VR game.
So far right now,
yeah,
Boneworks has been the best one.
Yeah.
It's just... I did too many long settings. I kind of like, let me slow down a little bit. Let me go back into it again. So I'm going to start playing that this week again.
Cool.
Hopefully beat it this weekend. But it's a good game, man.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we've got a lot of games that are being delayed. So Dying Light 2, it was announced that is going to be delayed. It was supposed to come out in 2020, I think May or spring of 2020. That is now delayed. Final Fantasy VII, and that also
one's,
delayed.
And Cyberpunk that one's delayed indefinitely. Like, they just said...
Which one, Dying Light?
Dying Light. Okay. Yeah, it says it's delayed indefinitely.
Marvel's Avengers.
Wait, was it Dying Light?
Cyberpunk, yeah, that's the one that they said indefinitely is delayed. But the big one is Cyberpunk 2077 is being delayed until September 17th. So they've given us an exact day. It was supposed to come out, I think they had an exact day before. It was like March something, 20-something.
Yeah. Yeah, it was in March.
But they have said that they just need more time to polish the game.
Which, honestly, I'm totally
down
for that.
This is all good news to me.
Yeah, for me, like, because I wanted to kind of rush into buying a brand new graphics card and a brand new monitor so I can play Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to add a big monitor, like one of those, like, nice NVIDIA ones with, like, G-Sync or whatever, and then I want to get a great, so I was like, ah, fuck it, maybe I should get a 2080 Ti. And so I can play some better 4K. But backing it up, like delaying it for that long, I'm totally down. Now I can actually wait because there's been a lot of rumors right now with NVIDIA saying that around fall of next year, that's when we'll see the new Ampere, like chipsets and everything for their graphics cards. That's perfect. This is beautiful for me.
Radeon has that NVIDIA killer coming
out. The NVIDIA killer. Yeah, but dude, NVIDIA has been fucking... sass, like, you know, it's like, we're doing this, fuck you, boom, oh, but we're doing this, super, boom.
I don't know, man.
Like, I feel like they've been really on it.
I'm only saying this because Radeon's made a better chip than Intel, dude.
Like, they're doing very well right
think
now.
Think about that. Like, Intel's been number one for fucking 15 years, and they were just like, we're going to make something you can't physically make. It's insane.
It's not that much better, I feel.
It doesn't matter if you're a little bit better. All I'm saying is...
It's the price point, because Intel can make that chip, but Intel wants to charge you $1,500, $1,000 for that chip.
They can't physically make it.
They can't do it anymore.
They can't do it, dude. Yeah, well, last time I read an article about it, about 3 months
ago.
They
totally can.
They can't.
It's Intel. It's Intel.
All right.
Come on.
Eat some more candies, Ray.
AMD, come on. AMD and ATI were cute back in the day. They can suck a dick now. I'm sorry. I will always be an Intel and NVIDIA. And Intel can always... I feel like they can always make it.
All right.
It's just pricey. I trust them.
All right.
Because how many times when AMD and Athlon and all that shit happened back in the day, they had better specs than Intel. But they weren't better. They weren't. People were like, oh, I have my AMD fucking PC and blah, blah, blah. That's cool. My shit runs better than your shit.
Sounds like you're defending your Apple phone. Oh, it runs better on its own.
No, that's different. No, Apple's different, man. Apple's okay. Apple's for like
cool, film, man.
For cool editing. Story. It's for Adobe.
Cool story, bro.
Apple's for Adobe.
Where we at, Bobby?
Cyberpunk 2077 being delayed. I'm okay with it. Yes. Take your time, finish your game.
Agreed. Dying Light, same thing. Final Fantasy VII, same thing. Marvel Avengers, same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, take your time. It gives us more time to play on our backlog, which we all have. Oh, by the way, I thought...
You know which one hasn't been delayed? Doom. Doom's still on fucking schedule.
Well, it did get delayed.
It didn't.
It was supposed to be out 2020. Or 2019. Yeah, it was supposed to be out like November 2019.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then it got delayed till March.
Yeah, this is the new date.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Games are hard to make.
Yeah.
Well, headline.
I was reading on that today, and they were talking about MOBA-esque parts of the multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess when you're playing like, well, it's asymmetrical, right? So one guy's going to be the fucking Doomslayer. The other ones are going to be monsters. And then somebody has minions, apparently.
Yeah, it was kind of... This is reaching way back. I forgot all about that. When they announced the game, they described this in detail. And it kind of sounded like Left 4 Dead almost a little bit. Like, you would spawn as the demons, and then you'd have a shot to, like, you know, group up and take down the Doomslayer. Now, if you failed, and the longer he went on, the more powerful he got. So, yeah, it sounded a little like Left 4 Dead versus mode. But, yeah, they're doing some interesting things with the multiplayer, which is cool. Because, I mean, you know, the first one, 2016, kind of lacked in that department, but still the single player was so good, nobody cared.
Yeah.
All right, the last article here. 7 of the 10 best-selling games of the decade were Call of Duty. Now, this comes from the MPD Group. We've talked about them before. This is a company that comes up with all sorts of statistics. They went through the top sellers of the decade, and 7 out of 10 of them are Call of Duty, but number one is Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
I believe all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So the only ones on here that are not Call of Duty is Red Dead Redemption 2 and Minecraft.
Which, fuck yeah, dude. Minecraft. I still play Minecraft. Like, I started playing Minecraft again, playing with Gia. And then now that Gia doesn't play because there's something wrong with her Switch, which I haven't been able to fix it, I still play Minecraft on my own.
I don't ever remember paying for Minecraft, but... Yeah, it is. $9.99? $14.99?
No, back in the day, it was really cheap.
Yeah.
I remember my copy.
What is it now?
I think it's like $30.
No way. Yeah. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
But no, back in my day, when I was a GameStop store manager, Call of Duty was the biggest fucking day of the year. The Call of Duty launch would happen every single year, every November something. And we would have midnight launches, and we would have lines out the door.
Would people bring their PCs and play inside the store?
No, PCs, no way. It's like,
oh no, because the one here in East Lake,
I would have reservations for days, and people would line up. I was a ATL Atlanta, Georgia GameStop store manager back then, and it was a huge freaking event. It was fun.
Another thing that helps all of these games is they're all cross-platform. So,
yeah, I think a lot of these sales are console, though. Like, if this were strictly PC, I think we'd be seeing a different list here.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But
I'll be honest, console gamers are actually not that bad. I've been playing a lot with console gamers, and yeah, I'm normally...
On the last one, right?
On the last one, Modern Warfare. And yeah, like, I'm normally on top. I'm normally on top of the scoreboard.
Whatever. You're like 50-50 pleb anyways. You just recently got your PC computer.
3 years ago.
Yeah. Recent.
But I used to be a PC gamer and then went console.
My Steam account is 5 times older than your PC.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
My Steam account is when Steam started, so we started at the same time.
But it's older. But when did you... Are you really even a PC gamer?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I'm really good at... I don't know what it is. It's just I'm better at a mouse than a fucking controller. I don't know. I'm pretty good. I whip the shit out of these little kids. I'm fucking... The only person I play with DLG that's done better with me in Modern Warfare is fucking, what's his name? Beef Supreme. I've never spoken to him before. I've just a couple times on chat.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's newer on DLG. I played with him, and I had like probably 25 kills in this like domination match. He had like 50 or 60. And he was like it was, I was second place. He was first. Like, and he had 25 more kills than me. He was pretty good.
You mean he's a better taco boy than you?
I think he's better than me. He's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I like that.
That was so racist. I was so sorry. Not even Beef Supreme. I think of Taco Bell. And then I called him a taco boy.
A taco boy? Oh, that's cool. I like Taco Bell. I'm Mexican. I love Taco Bell. It's fucking delicious. There's actually Taco Bell cheese in my car right now.
I love
and
Taco Bell.
And it's funny because it hasn't melted. It just looks like confetti all over like my fucking like floor. But no, dude, Call of Duty are great games. And this last one's so good. It's really fucking good. Everyone should play it. But it does need something like deathmatch and domination.
Here's the thing.
Gets boring after a while. I still play. I have fun because I'm killing the fuck out of everyone, but I do need some battle royale. I need some battle royale. I need some VR in this shit.
Call of Duty is the number one in sales, but of course it doesn't actually put it up there as some of the best games that are out there. I think this is just basically revealing who their market is. Mm-hmm. If anything, Call of Duty. Who plays Call of Duty? Boys.
There's a bunch of girls on here.
Boom. There you go. And boys anywhere from
Days
age
used to be amazing at Call of Duty. Now she kind of sucks.
40 plus. It's just one of those things. It's like it just shows you. I think it just amplifies what the gamer market is when you look at a list like this.
No, I think we all knew Call of Duty was like the biggest franchise out there. But if you look at the list, so this is the best or highest selling of the decade. And you notice that the earlier Call of Duties are higher up on the list because they've had more time to sell copies. So you have Black Ops, then Black Ops 2, Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 3, Ghosts. So the newer ones, which haven't had enough time to sell more copies, probably aren't being showcased enough.
It's weird because Modern Warfare 2 is probably my favorite Call of Duty out of all of these.
That's not from this decade, is it?
Is it not?
Modern Warfare 2.
Oh my God, am I that old? Holy fuck.
That's a long time ago, dude.
Oh my God, did it just exceed the decade?
Modern Warfare 2? Yeah, that's way before because I bought Modern Warfare 3 in 2010.
There you go.
Yeah.
At least I still look like I'm a decade younger than I am. I don't know.
Oh, no.
First my clothes, then my youth. Fuck.
And those gray hairs you've been plucking.
No, but Grand Theft Auto 5, I get it. Grand Theft Auto 5 sells so much, man. Their online market for fucking Grand Theft Auto is ridiculous.
I have gray hairs.
They keep adding, like, they add content all the time. Free DLC, free missions, and let's go. And then, like, now you're a gunrunner. Now you're a narco. Now you're, like, trying to take over the world. Now you're, like, doing this. And it's really cool. Grand Theft Auto is fucking dope. So I get where Grand Theft Auto is top. Yeah. Call of Duty, it's just Call of Duty. It's just you always want to play Call of Duty. It's a fun game. It's like, it's a standard. Yeah,
only
it's a standard.
Only these youngins knew anything about Counter-Strike.
If they only knew that Call of Duty back in the day was just fucking World War II, World War I games that were like mediocre, I swear. I think my favorite one was Call of Duty 3 when it came out for the 360. And I was like, wow, these graphics, it's amazing. Because I was not playing PC, so it looked amazing to me.
All right, time for listener questions.
But before then, let me just make a little movie review snippet because you know you normally have your movie review at this point.
Shut up, Bobby.
I went to a special fan showing of Weathering with You, which is the from the same director creator of Your Name, which is one of the best and most popular animes of all time. Your name.
I've never heard of it.
If you Google it, I don't even know the fucking... I'm talking about it like I know what I'm talking about. I don't even remember the director's name. But Studio Ghibli, after they went under, this studio inherited them. And they made an anime called Your Name. And Your Name is absolutely amazing. And then so Weathering With You is their second major release.
Where are you watching this stuff?
I saw this at Mission Valley.
Yeah, they got showtimes for this. I've seen it.
I went to one of the first showings where when I bought my ticket, there were only three seats left. And I did one of things. I did one of those things where, it's 8:00. The movie starts at 8:00. All these seats are open. Let's take a seat here. And then all these fucking weebs come in rolling in late. Fashionably late. Since when are weebs ever fashionably late?
Everybody's
anyways,
late to movies.
And I had to switch my seat up 3 or 4 different times because I tried to steal everybody's seat 3 or 4 different times.
Yeah, of course.
Well, only after the movie started. Come on.
Doesn't matter.
Anyways,
You should have waited 15 minutes after the movie, then move
fuck
up.
Fuck no. Because the tickets that I got, my boyfriend and I weren't even sitting together. And I remember exclusively the seat that was cock blocking me, B2. B motherfucking 2 was like, and B2 had the greatest time because I actually had him in my peripherals when we finally found a pair of seats that somebody didn't kick us out of. And B2 had no one on his right, no one on his left. That fucking B2. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed the movie and his lack of company. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Maybe he bought three so he could be more comfortable and have to deal with.
He didn't buy three because he bought the chairs.
Seating has really changed everything.
Like, it really has. Nonetheless, watch Weathering With You. Your Name, if you haven't seen Your Name, it's a beautiful anime based on more or less time travel, soulmates, and it's an amazing romance.
Did you watch it dubbed or was it
subbed? It's all subbed. Okay. So January 15th, I'm pretty sure I saw this movie on the 15th. Yes. So January 15th, fan preview, the first showings in America, I saw Weathering With You. Beautiful movie. Just as gorgeous as Your Name. Great storyline. I still like Your Name better, and a lot of people will argue with me on that. But Weathering With You is an amazing film. And I feel like where Ghibli kind of died off, this animation company is picking up. Unfortunately, I feel like the plot of the story was more or less too similar to Your Name. So I want to see them really, hopefully the next movie that they reveal is going to be a lot more
original.
Yeah, than just a carbon, almost a carbon copy in a different setting of the last movie.
Gotcha.
Nice. Just in time.
All
for
right.
She to stop talking.
Listener questions. Let's fire it up. let's see. We got a few from Warconius here. If you were offered a 3-week vacation, all expenses paid, where would you go and why?
I'd stay home and play video games.
And I'll just take the money.
Wow, yeah. Guys. Yeah. Funny enough, my answer is more or less like Emilio's, except my answer is home. I would love 3 weeks to be at home and not worry about...
Oh, in Michigan with your family.
Minnesota with my family and not worry about having to pay my own bills or have an independent lifestyle outside of living at home. I will never move back to Minnesota, and... It's been over 10 years since I've moved back home, but I miss my family so much. If I could have 3 weeks with my family and not have to worry about anything else in the world, absolutely. That's my answer.
Bobby?
I don't know. Delaware?
The fuck?
All right. Bobby.
No. I'd probably do something boring like Europe.
It's not boring. It's awesome.
How is that boring?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a boring answer, right? That's like what everyone says. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Have you been, Bobby?
To Europe? No.
Man.
Yeah, no. I would do Paris first and then London. Yeah. I would do those.
Yeah.
Either or, whatever's
all
cheaper.
All expenses paid?
All expenses, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it'd probably be, honestly, it would probably be something like Japan, Paris, London.
Probably. Emilia, can I have some
actually,
socks?
I would do 1 week in Paris, 1 week in London, and 1 week in Japan.
I don't have socks. I just need socks. I don't know why my feet are tingling as bad as they are. Gross. I'm just like, I think I'm cold.
You want mine?
Or I have really bad pins and
needles.
Do
you want mine?
No, I'm okay.
You can smell them. They don't smell.
I'm just like, I don't know why my leg is...
I'll give you $5. You smell them, they smell. My feet don't smell.
No.
So
I'll be fine.
Gross.
I'll give you $10.
I'll take the pins and needles.
$20.
I'll do it.
And they're warm right now. This is the best time to get one of
my socks.
Anybody
for LA? Come on.
Feel this. The warm.
That's disgusting,
really dude. Socks over
that's
here.
So gross. Emilio is literally, he took off his socks and he's rubbing them on.
Well, I always prided myself on my feet. Never.
Yeah, stayed. You're very proud of them.
Yeah. No. Oh, and I have pretty feet, too.
No, I've had athlete's foot before, so.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
So it's, no. They don't smell.
They burn.
No, but it's itchy, right? Yeah. And then it goes away, but then you have some remnants of athlete's foot in one shoe or something. You wear that shoe once, and you get it back again. It's so stupid. So I just got rid of all my shoes.
Next question from Warconius. Sony exclusives are coming to PC. Which ones would you most look forward to?
God of War.
The Last of Us 1 and 2.
I would want to play Last of Us 2 on PC and not have to buy it for fucking PS2. I mean, yeah. PS2. What the fuck?
PS5.
For PS5.
Oh, I had a small conspiracy theory thought. Maybe all the delays are because have to modify their engines for the next.
Makes sense, I guess, because they wanted to come out at the same time, maybe?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, the consoles are fucking shit up. Could be, because they're all using AMD.
I don't know anything about developing, but an engine overhaul sounds like
not an engine overhaul, but like you want to release on all three platforms at the same time.
So like the engine, like everything that your game is built on, you want to switch that out in 6 months.
Change it, modify it, not switch it out.
Okay, yeah, I don't know, man.
I want to play Last of Us 2 on PC. I don't want to play it on fucking.
Yeah,
I'm done with consoles. I don't need a console anymore. I wish. That's why I love Microsoft. I can just play all Microsoft games on my PC. Done.
Seems to be perfect. The direction we're headed.
Yeah, that's it, dude. I'm over it. Like, fuck console. I don't need a console. I don't.
That's how I feel.
That's
how I feel.
Like my 1080, which I don't. It's still better than all the like Xbox One X and the PS4 Pro. And I think it's still up to par, but except for the ray tracing that all the new ones have. It's just
when I was cleaning out, currently pre-packing right now, I did a 1 hour stream, guys. Remember how I said I was going to stream? It only lasted 1 hour. Nonetheless, it was a pre-packing stream, and it was just me organizing. I was doing the Marie Kondo equation where, does this spark joy? No. Trash.
Nice.
I was going through my electronics bag, and Sniper did a beautiful clip of me finding a round mirror with Pokemon Crystal glued to it or attached to it, like stuck to it whoever knows what. And guys, as I'm cleaning out through my old electronics, there's fucking mold. That's disgusting. Since when do electronics mold?
None of my electronics
have been in your house.
Yeah, that's just you.
Exactly.
They would have to get wet if there was mold on there.
I don't know. There's a lot of moisture around these parts.
I have original NES games in boxes in my house. Chi.
If our audience was a bunch of cheese, they'd be crashing their cars laughing so hard.
I know. we had a bunch of cheese listeners, and that's it. God damn.
Yeah.
We would be the most popular podcast out there, period. Joe Rogan? Who the fuck?
Yeah.
No. Click on that clip. Click on that clip, Bobby.
None of my games, and I have a bunch of NES games. None of them have mold.
Remember, I used to keep my feet warm. That's what I needed, Amelia. I just needed to stuff my feet under your butt.
What's going on? Hold on.
So that's me, my Advil and toilet paper on my computer desk. Exactly.
Right,
that's
another place.
Do I fucking have?
I have 3 Dell laptop batteries.
There's a fucking mirror with Pokemon.
What? Why is it stuck on your?
What the fuck? What is so random?
It's very random.
It's so gross.
So, like the random miscellaneous things I found in my electronics bags: A, mold; B, expired condoms; C, Pokemon Crystal. So I don't know.
Damn. Expired condoms. I used to on per, that's such a fucked up story. Hopefully my girlfriend's not listening to this shit. I used to have like expired condoms. I wouldn't throw them away. I would keep them.
Yeah.
And then when a girl would be like, "Do you have a condom?" I'd be like, "Yeah, right here."
Hoping they'll pop.
And I'd be like, "Oh shit, it's expired. I tried bringing one. That means we don't have to use one."
Wow, bamboozled.
And then she'd be like, fine, I'm already horny. Fucking just do it. All right, cool, I'll pull out. Don't worry, we're good. I would do that on purpose.
Wow.
So that like, I would go in without a condom.
Right.
Yep.
Now you're dying of AIDS.
Now I have AIDS, guys. That's the real reason why I'm off the podcast. That's fucked up, dude.
Wow.
That's a fucked up joke.
Too soon.
All right. What Days asks, what mundane task IRL, in your opinion, might make a fun or funny video game?
There was a while there where Bobby was really enjoying like cleaning up games. There was like
there's a lot of those
space simulator, space cleanup simulator.
Yeah,
where you like go in after the Doom guy and clean all the fucking blood off the walls.
I was going to say masturbation, but we already have that game coming out with Wanking Simulator. So
yeah.
Yeah, my dreams came true with that one.
No, I'm surprised there's not, because they have like a YouTube sim I'm surprised they don't have like a podcast sim. They've even got like a
weed sim.
Yeah, a weed one. I think they've got a
build the
porn
PC
one. They've got a like a movie one, but they don't have a podcasting simulator.
I think it really depends on like what you do for.
They have a
living.
Stand-up simulator, man. Well, that's not even a simulator. You just go in and do stand-up in front of people.
What?
Yeah. It's called VR. Comedy something.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
No.
But everyone
no.
gets up and says a bunch of racist shit.
It's not VR. It's just, you just go in and just turn on your mic and you
really?
Just talk.
Really? It's not VR?
No, it's not VR. It's, what's it called? Anyone remember that name of that game on chat right now?
Never heard of it.
The comedy game? Comedy Night.
Comedy Night, yeah.
Comedy Night. Yeah, it's not VR.
I talked about this. I own this, but I've never tried it.
I was on there, and I was watching people go on, and like some people start a room and just put, this is only you saying bad sex stories, go. So you go in, and there's like 20 people in a room, or probably less. And they're like, all right. And some guy would be like, oh, all right, guys. So it was one time I was with this girl and I was doing this. And then I did this and I fucked. And I was like, holy shit, you're dumb. Yeah. And some of it was really funny. But it was just people telling stories about their bad
like
sex
Reddit.
Life.
Yeah, and the audience Reddit. Reacts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the audience reacts to it.
Yeah.
But there's only 28 people playing right now.
Yeah, no, there's
not a huge audience.
There isn't. No, there was three. There was like probably three rooms. In one room, it was me and two other guys that were actual like. I actually want to use my. I want to do some stand up, guys. I'm like, yeah, me too, man. So we just gotta wait here and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's a room over there. Yeah, but that's just that one dumbass that opens up a room and just makes people tell stories.
Oh, guys, really... my Monopoly rent came in. I gotta take a break.
Oh my goodness!
I'm actually playing it right now. I'm level 5.
What mundane task auto... in real life, in your opinion, might make a fun/funny video game? Curling my hair, maybe. Oh, I fucking hate that shit. I hate curling my hair. It takes. Okay, blow drying my hair and then curling my hair. It's a 45-minute fucking fiasco.
Terrible.
No, it's horrible. You know how many times people burn off their hair or just get frustrated and just you know how many times I'm like mutter fuck every time I do my hair?
No.
In that one clip of me alone, like 30-second clip, I said fuck maybe at least 4 times. So when I'm doing my hair, it's a whole nother story. It's just so fucking stupid.
I wouldn't know. I know.
I hate doing my hair. Guys, if you ever see me with my hair done, I even did a little bit. I mean, at least I showered and flat ironed my hair today. But like, if you see my hair curled, trust me, that was almost an hour of torture doing women's fucking hair.
Well,
so.
PC Building Simulator came out mm-hmm. and like, I think people are enjoying that.
People enjoy it too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But.
Oh, think, can you imagine like, some dude just like creepily like playing the, you know, do like Barbie hairstyle?
Well, I don't know. Like,
how creepy
people
would
love
that be?
Farming Simulator way too much, too.
Yeah.
People like,
things
really
that you would enjoy.
You think some guys would really enjoy like flat ironing or.
But there are male
hair.
Hairdressers out there.
Yeah, but they do it for work.
I would enjoy. I think I would. I don't know. Like a car, working on your car simulator, like so.
Yeah,
there's
one of those.
So I can learn how. But
if it was
could,
a simulator,
if
like
you could
that,
upload your
I'd
own
be so
car.
Down.
So if you could upload your own car, yeah, and then learn.
Like if like someone would do a fucking car simulator, but working car simulator, and they update it every year with your model,
like
and then
car
like,
mechanic simulator 2018.
No, but does it have a fucking?
Yeah, does it have every car ever?
Yeah.
Bobby,
does it have a Jeep Grand Cherokee?
No, maybe.
Yeah.
Pretty good reviews.
2019?
Only $9.
Trailhawk?
Damn.
What's up?
Maybe there needs to be a waxing simulator, too.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know. Wax my butt.
I'm just thinking about all the, like...
Wax my butthole simulator?
You know how many people I've asked to wax my butthole?
I'm down. I've done it before. I've done it twice. I'm not joking. Funny story. I've waxed two of my friend's buttholes in one day. So I've done it twice.
What are you talking about?
I've waxed my friend's buttholes.
Females?
Females, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was super dope. It was super cool. There was like a lot of pain, a lot of laughter, like a half a hard-on because they were my friends. But it was cool. It was really funny. It was super funny. I've never done it before. I did it on one, and then the other one was like, I'm down too. And then she told Melly to do it, but then I ended up doing it. So, yeah.
So if you do the wax and... give them the baby too. It's the wax attack.
It's just super. It's just fucking. We were a tight knit group. It was me, Melly,
yeah,
and Sabrina.
I would imagine so.
We were super tight. And yeah, no. One time I painted Melly completely gold for Halloween. Everything.
Ooh.
Everything. It was really funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. It was pretty funny.
All right.
Okay. Well, I would let you wax.
They got you covered on DLC here if you want to find a specific car, car mechanic simulator.
So down. I've done it before, so.
That's not the nicest thing anybody could say.
I know, right?
I would let you wax my butthole.
I'm down.
The level of trust.
Because I know what I'm doing, first of all. I know what I'm doing. I've been into two girls already, so.
I've been down this street before.
Fuck, I'm still hoping my girlfriend's not watching this shit right now. I told her the last episode, because my last podcast, my going away podcast is next week. So I don't think she's watching this one.
So I had this one girlfriend, and she had too much hair in her ass, dude. So
was she like Mexican?
No, she was like.
Was she European?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, how do I tell her this? I don't know how to fix this. So what I did was I bought her it was a $100 gift certificate at a spa. Plus, so the gift card said, and then also it was $100, whatever you want to do. And then also a Brazilian wax for free, right? Or I mean, added, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like whatever you want plus this thing that I specifically want, right? She's like, she can't, this is not a joke. She came home and she was like, I didn't feel like I needed Brazilian wax. So I traded that in for like eyebrow. And I was like, they let you do that, huh? That's just something you can do.
I would have gotten so mad. No, because I know that feeling. I have dated girls that are very, they have a lot of that European umph back there. And goddamn, that's hairy, dude. Yeah. Hairier than me.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, that's impossible.
Okay, on my Tinder account,
those are men,
at the bottom,
bro.
And full disclosure, must be able to sponsor Brazilian membership. Like, that's
hairier than
sucks.
You? Have you been
nothing is
monkeys?
Hairier than me. Nothing is hairier than me.
Really? You're Asian. Doesn't that normally mean like no hair? I don't know.
Oh.
Because like for instance, with Mexicans, if you're a darker skinned Mexican, I'm not being racist here. It's just,
I have a better face razor.
Just like,
than
this,
you.
This is how our culture works.
Face. Look at my face. My razor works better. Let's just say that.
I don't know. Like,
let's just say that.
And these are girls that say like they're proud of it. They're like, yeah, so someone lampiñas. Like normally, if you're morena, it is lampiña. You have almost no hair. You're very smooth.
Oh, right.
It's a very common thing in Mexico.
Right.
So, like, and like when the.
Because you're more Indian.
And the whiter you are when you're Mexican, the hairier you fucking are. Like, look at them. Yeah. No. Ugh. Not that great.
Yep. All right. Moving on.
All right. I will wax your butthole before I leave. I'm totally down.
All right. Final question here from Warconius. Your worst games of 2019.
Anthem. No. I actually enjoyed Anthem a lot, even though it was a bad game.
Fallout 76.
Is that 2019?
Yeah.
I know. I did put in a couple hundred hours in it, and I had a lot of fun.
Fun?
It's not my worst, yeah. It was Fallout 4, just continuous, just nonstop. It's just, I was down. Mm. You know, it's just, I missed the NPCs, and now they're going to, they just started the closed beta for the NPC shit, that the NPCs come into town.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah.
So that's going to make the game fun.
Yeah,
even though they're making you pay for servers now. What the fuck, Bethesda?
God, I can't think of the worst game. I didn't play enough games this year. New
really?
Games.
How about that puzzle game or that typing car game?
Oh, those are great. Nitro Type, I don't know if that's 2019.
In its defense.
When I saw Nitro Type on the fucking, on the show notes, I was like, oh, you probably misspelled type. Probably some cool racing game you played. I was totally fucking wrong.
I thought it was a spaceship game, Nitro Type. I was like, oh.
I thought it was just a racing game, a bunch of cars that had nitro on it.
Technically
it
is. Racing with your...
worst game of 2019. I don't know. This is
actually a really tough question. Yeah. 2019.
What's the worst game of 2019? That came out 2019?
Generally,
when it came out? Just, or any game, period? That's still bad.
We don't remember the bad ones.
Yeah, I don't pay too much attention to those worst games. And probably all the ones on people's worst lists were console games too.
Wow, Pokemon Sword and Shield. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, this list is bullshit.
What
is this list? These are all the winners.
Those are the best games.
Oh, these are the top 10 worst best games. All right, no,
best of the worst. That's how I describe. All right,
worst reviewed games for 2019 IGN. Let's look at that. Or Metacritic.
Worst reviewed by IGN. Okay, let's see.
What's funny is that I've probably have never played.
There was a new one?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we
Wolfenstein Cyberpilot.
I get that. That was pretty shitty.
Never played it.
That was the VR one?
Yeah, the VR one.
Decay of Logos, no idea.
No clue what that is.
Vane, no, Devil's Hunt, what is it? Monster Jam, Steel Titan, Generation Zero. Okay, yeah, that one was a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, it was a letdown.
That was a bummer.
None of those.
Submersed.
No clue.
FIFA 20.
Nah.
2K. Everyone's all mad about this game.
Yeah, it was super buggy. It didn't work. It was just a piece of shit. Yeah, so I get that.
Wrestling game. Yeah. Dollhouse, don't know. Contra, Real Core. I've seen that one pop up on a lot of lists.
Yeah, it looks super bad.
Blades of Time, Left Alive.
The one that kind of looks like Metal Gear Solid for Konami, right? Is it that one or Square Enix?
Same universe as Square Enix class of mission games.
Mm. Yeah. It looks, they grabbed the artist from the guy that did Metal Gear Solid. I forgot his name right now. I can't think.
Number one, Eternity, The Last Unicorn.
No, so I've never heard of these games.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess out of that list, Generation Zero is the one that I've played. And yeah, that had some hype behind it. I played the beta. I was like, this is pretty cool. And then it came out. And it's not a terrible game, though.
We actually talked about Left Alive on the podcast.
Yeah, the name sounds very familiar.
It's the one that looks like a Metal Gear Solid game.
Worst games of 2019, Death Stranding. I've never played it.
Dude, I would totally give it to that game, dude. I swear to God. I haven't even played it, but just what I watched my brother play. It's just like, fuck this. It
makes you an Amazon driver, right?
Huh?
It's like you're an Amazon
driver. Amazon driver, dude. That's what you are. That's pretty much it. Hmm. You're an Amazon driver and fucked up ghost people are mad at you show up. And
they talk about how efficient they are. This is what happened today. Ding dong. Doggo goes crazy. Rawr, 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 rawr. Oh, Sam. It's Amazon. Okay. Go outside. Amazon. Whatever. And then not 2 minutes later. Ding dong. Dog goes crazy. It's Amazon. One was making the U-turn in my cul-de-sac while the other one was pulling up. I don't know how efficient that is.
Just put it all on the same. The thing is, you're ordering stuff so fast and they're trying to pull off trucks real quick. So, yeah, you never know. I guess that's, if they need more trucks to make sure you get that Amazon Prime subscription on time, that's fuck it.
All right. So that's it for listener questions. Let's talk about what we're playing next week.
Everything I can put my hands on.
Ray's going to be playing Move to L.A. next week.
Move to L.A. next week. No.
Yeah.
It's just on the first. I'm just going to fucking put everything in. Well,
what do you have? You just have your bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all you need is that trailer, dude. $45.
Because I don't need...
I'd give you my trailer, but...
No. Well, if that way, you just drop it off there. I don't have to drive back and drop off the trailer. So
can I has your trailer? My boyfriend has a truck. I need the trailer.
He needs... We'll talk later.
Okay, thank you.
It's super
you can't heavy. I just found out how heavy it is. It's ridiculous. I'm going to be gaming, and then I swear Friday night I'm just going to put everything in a box because I don't have that much. And then I'm just going to put everything in a trailer. I don't know. I'll figure out how the fuck I'm going to do it.
So,
like, the girl already moved out. My buddy's like, you can move whenever you want. And I'm like, give me the first. I'll move in the first. Like, I can move in whenever. So, but I'm going to wait till Saturday. Saturday, I'll just, no traffic. Well, it's LA. The moment I get to LA, I'll start. The traffic will start.
I'll come visit you, Ray. I promise.
You should.
I will. I promise.
It'll be fun.
We'll go to some comedy shows.
That'd be fun. Well, that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start doing just open mics all fucking
nonstop. Okay, I'll come with
nonstop.
You. I would totally just...
I'm going to be writing and doing a bunch of...
How far are you going to be from the comedy store?
Blocks, dude. No, not blocks.
Blocks?
Like a mile, maybe. Holy I'm living on Hollywood Boulevard.
That's walkable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Hollywood Boulevard's... It's ghetto as fuck.
Yeah.
It's like I lived on the...
Yeah, watch your laundry, dude. Yeah. Watch your fucking
They're
laundry,
They're
going to
steal
dude.
All my panties?
Yeah. Been there.
I'm going to be... Yeah, because comedy store is just down. It's like probably 2 miles
the
down.
The comedy store is a national treasure. You can go there and pay $15. You see something like 22 comics if you want.
Yeah.
From beginning to end.
And then the last one would be Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made Dave Chappelle chuckle at the comedy store.
Because that's what they do. It's like comedians just go, oh, I just wrote this joke. I'm going to go try it out.
Yeah, go try it out.
And they just go, hey, what's up, guys? They hang out because it's like a culture. Yeah. They just go hang out. They're in the back room having a cigarette,
like,
talking.
If you break it down, you might see like a...
The way Joe Rogan paints it is amazing.
You might see a Joe Rogan for $2.
Yeah.
If you break it down, you're $15 or whatever.
You every night you'll get a famous celebrity. You'll get someone. You might not know him, but he has an FX special.
Yeah, for sure.
Every night you'll get someone, which is really cool. So I'm gonna start doing all the open mics there for fun, just throwing shit and
be a door guy. That's how they all start.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm down to get a night job. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. But I need to see how much time I'm gonna
have. How deep is your throat? We could see how far this.
That's a weird question.
I don't know. How big is your dick? I'll tell you. No, I can handle it.
How good Bobby? Is your wax?
What? What? What's going on? What's happening?
I don't know what I'm going to play next week. I got a very busy week coming up, so I won't have too much time. But I've been playing a lot of story games. I want to do something a little more fast-paced. Although I did binge some Deep Rock this week. But I kind of want to go back and play Ghostbusters, but I don't know. I don't know.
The one we were just talking about?
No, I already have the old one. I just play that. But I think I'm going to do something first-person shooter-ish.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. One of those 90s shooters that got, but are new.
Yeah, maybe I'll do one of those.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I'll do something I just got sitting around in my library. Maybe I'll do... I've always wanted to go back. For years, I've been meaning to go back and play Bulletstorm again. But, you know, even though that's like a 5-6 hour campaign, like, I still don't... I don't know. Maybe I could knock that out this week. This is going to be a rough week.
Mm. Remember Strafe? Bobby? I really liked that one.
Yeah.
It was like a 90s shooter roguelike. Do you remember?
Strafe. I don't think I played that one. I played Ziggurat. I played...
Yeah,
that other one with the mummies. Yeah, those are all good, but I played quite a bit of them.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Chi?
I will be doing many...
I need my butthole waxed by Ray before you leave.
Hopefully some no pants streams. I need some... I honestly don't have much going on except for moving. I'm also moving, but I'm staying in San Diego. I'm not really going anywhere. So I need pants, dude. So I might do, look at the, I have holes in these. Like, seriously, I don't know. Come check me out. Donate a pair of pants, please. Your socks, even. Like, I'm keeping my socks warm with Emilio's butthole right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not my socks, my feet warm, my toes warm with Emilio's butthole. Cause that's how it used to be. And we're back at that. So, who knows what I'll be playing. I just know I'll be playing Driver of the Struggle Bus. Moving on.
No, it sounds so sad. I'm not sure what I'll be playing. This week is, if I did have 1 week to play video games, I think this Good week luck. Coming up is going to be the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think things are starting to settle down. And I have a week off. So I think this is the 1 week.
Did you get a baby bonding time?
What?
Did you get baby bonding time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty. Every night,
actual EDD baby bonding, like when you do when you're working and then you ask for baby bonding and your company gives you baby bonding.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
That way, because you know how they have maternity leave?
Because I've only been there for like under 3 months, so
I need a lot year. Of that stuff. You need a year. Yeah, the new house in California.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Governor of California.
But, you know, I took off 2 weeks and I could have up to 6 months and they can't fire me. But I thought 2 weeks was enough. I might take one more week off if, like, depends how much Sam heals up. Because, you know, she had herself cut open and it's nasty. But she's getting better every day, so that's going okay. So I feel like I might have, like, 20 hours of game, so I might... Jesus Christ.
What does that sound?
It's my phone. She's texting me nonstop, so I think... So the baby's on fire or something close to that.
Holy shit, dude. You gotta need a fire extinguisher?
So I want to tackle something, get something, and maybe a Kingdom Come. Is that what that was called?
Amular? Amular or Kingdom Come?
No. Fuck, I don't remember. There was an RPG that came out Anyway, I haven't played it. Yeah, that one.
Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Oh, Deliverance. Yeah, it's a great game. Mm-hmm. I've never played it. But I heard so much good about it.
Yeah, something big. Yeah. I want to try to tackle.
That'd be a fun game to handle, dude.
Or maybe get back into Elder Scrolls.
Don't online. Replay it. Don't replay. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
All right, folks. Speaking for Ray, Bobby, Chi, and myself. Bye, Ray. Titties.
That's next week.
Start to one titty saying goodbye.
One titty.
Bye.
Aww. Have you seen Sam's new baby titties? Dim milk titties.
They're huge. I walked in. I was like, oh. Okay.
Are we at fire code here in this room with them titties?